Oh, and I think I sucked my first dick that night. Yeah.
When that was the very first night you got drunk, you sucked your first
dick? Yeah, that's what happened.
And that's when the love affair with blowjobs started.
But yeah, that's when I realized.
Who was the guy?
This guy. I don't remember. I think his name was Chris. I don't know.
Who was he to you?
He was just a guy who I was sitting on a bench with, and I was drunk, and there we were. She took her tongue out of her mouth, put it on top like a cherry, started moving it like a snake, and it was very irresistible. I couldn't pay the bitch to quit, cause the hoe was doing some old crazy shit that made me start having a fit, cause the bitch sucked a hell of a fight dick. It's the world's biggest dick. No matter, just don't matter. It's the world's biggest dick. No matter, just don't matter. What do you want me to do with it?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I'm Ari Shaffir. It's the final episode from my old apartment in New York, in LA, I mean. The final one I did from that apartment that I've been in for 10, 11 years. Yeah, that's it. After this, I got no more saved up from there. Man, end of an era for me, I guess. You guys. Doesn't really have any effect on your life. On today's episode, it's a fun one. I got a suggestion from... I get these online sometimes. Suggestions on who I should interview. Who I should have on my podcast. And a lot of times they come with... They say you should interview me. Which is like... My hands are already going to be up. I'm already going to be... Like, no way. But sometimes they say other people. And when they say like you should interview... I don't know, whoever. This guy. Jeff Dye. And I'll be like, oh, okay. But then there's no, like, what you should talk to him about. Just, like, have him. Which is, like, you know, you guys have heard this podcast. I need a specific subject. I need a topic that they have some know-how on. So, but then every once in a while, you get a suggestion with a name and a topic. And sometimes you won't like those. You're like, eh, it's boring. Or, like, someone used to have a bunch of illnesses. You're like, nah, that's a long time ago. I want somebody now. I want somebody who's going to die now, who knows they're going to die. Like who's got like, you know, 6 months or less to live and he has no chance. I want to interview somebody like that. I almost had Fat James, but then he went from finding out he had stage 4 cancer to unable to talk within like 2 weeks. Yeah, who cares? So I got a suggestion on this one from somebody on Twitter. My Twitter address is at Ari Shaffir. And he said, how about you interview Katie Manzella about hooking up with a lot of people? And I was like, whoa, interesting thought. Katie is, okay, I'm going to do this without insult. I'm going to try to do it without insult. So if I sound like I'm insulting, just assume that I don't mean it like that. Katie is, there's lots of words for it. Chicken neck, peg leg tavern whore, slut, I don't like that one. She gets around sometimes, at least at the Comedy Store. So I want to talk to her about what it's like being a fucking, you know, girl that people hook up with. I don't know what the term is, but, I call her queen of the blowjob. And yeah, we're just going to talk about that. It's just going to be that. It's a girl who likes to hook up, doesn't think there's anything wrong with it. And, she's real pretty. When she came to the store, she was like 21. She looked like Paris Hilton. We all thought she looked like Paris Hilton. Like she really resembled her. And then, you know, after a while, a bunch of guys have hooked up with her, myself included. I'm not better than anyone. So yeah, I just got her perspective on it, on what it's like, where she comes from, what turns you into that person who has less sexual hangups. Who just says, hey, what are you up to? And then goes in the bathroom and hooks up with somebody. Yeah, and it was a great one. She's really interesting. She's had a crazy life. She's really interesting. And she's really open about stuff. What I did find out, well, I'll cover it later, is that she's more of a hippie than I thought she was. But I'll cover that later in the outro. So I guess let's start. Some quick dates. I'm going to be with Joey Diaz in Santa Fe, New Mexico. At the Camarock Casino. That's just one day. May 10th. So get tickets or something. And then I'm going to be at the House of Comedy in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Rick Brunson's House of Comedy. At the WEM. No, that's in Edmonton. MOA. At the MOA. May 15th through the 19th. Or maybe 18th. 18th. And I have all my special pretty much ready to go. So what you guys are going to see is pretty much going to be what I record when I do it soon. They're finalizing a deal right now to do it. So then we'll figure out where. And then China after that. So the dates when I have – once China gets like finalized, I'll have all those dates on my podcast, on my website, arithegreat.com/tour. If you go to arishafir.com/tour, either one of those, you can see them all. And I'm going to Macau. That's on the trip also, Shanghai. I asked somebody, he's like, am I going to Shanghai or am I going to Singapore? And they said, well, Singapore's in Thailand, so you're going to Shanghai. And I was like, that's a good way to remember it. So Shanghai, Macau, Hong Kong, a bunch of other places. They'll all be up there with specific shows if you live there, which I'm assuming less than 10 people here do. All right, you guys, let's start the episode, shall we? Oh, I should say this. Last month, biggest amount of podcast downloads I've ever had for April 2014. The most. It beat August of 2013 by 120 downloads. So thank you guys for helping me set another Skeptic Tank record. Hey, did you guys hear about... You know what? I'll talk about him on the way out. All right, let's start the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 165. Oh, fuck. Sponsor. Real quick. Sorry, real quick. Livingincomfort.com. They make quality furniture. And they're fucking comfortable. So check out their website. They have a lot of cool chairs and kids' bedrooms and shit. Stuff like that. Or call them 866-765-8115. Or go to their website, livingincomfort.com. So now, let's start the episode. Everybody. Episode 165. Queen of the Blowjob with Katie Manzella.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street.
All right, Katie Manzella is my guest. I'll do an introduction beforehand. I got to turn this off. I'm getting hit up too much. What's happening? Thanks for coming over.
You're welcome.
You ever been here before?
Nope.
Not even with Edgar?
No.
Oh. I've been here for a long time.
Yeah. I dropped you off here once.
Yeah, in your BMW.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you still have that car?
No, I have a Prius now.
Why? Because it wasn't trendy enough? So you had to get something trendier?
No, my dad just, like, was going to sell my BMW, so then he just, like, bought me a Prius, and then he just kept my BMW for himself.
He kept it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Who's your dad?
His name is Ray.
Oh. He never comes around, does he?
No.
So, Katie, you're a comedian. How long have you been around? 5 years?
No, three.
Like, 3 years?
Over three. Oh, like, three and a half.
That's where'd you come from? Beverly Hills. Around here.
Pacific Palisades.
Yeah. And then what did you just decide you want to start doing comedy?
No. I was like drunk at a bar one night. And,
yeah. That sounds like
you. I was in Vegas, and on the drive home from Vegas, my friend was like, Katie, when we get back to LA, we're turning you into a stand-up comedian.
Based on what?
Because I'm fucking funny.
Okay.
And then... because when I would get drunk and stuff, I would like... entertain my friends, you know?
Yeah.
So that, whatever. So I get back to LA and about a week later, I'm at a bar drinking with my friends and this guy like comes up and like hits on me and I'm saying whatever I was saying to him. And this other guy comes up to me afterwards and he's like, I've been overhearing what you're saying and I think you're really funny. My friend does this open mic. You should come do it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like, this German guy, Helge.
Oh, is he still around?
He's not a comedian. So
oh.
I don't know who he is.
Okay.
He's just like, do you know Dinah?
Uh-huh.
It's like her friend.
Oh.
So it was her open mic. So I went to her open mic and like 30 of my friends showed up because yeah. They were all like, I want to see this. And
that's a nice start.
Yeah.
And I didn't invite anybody to start.
And so I did like 17 minutes.
What?
Like drinking straight from a Jack Daniels bottle, just like, I have no idea.
How often do you get drunk?
I've been really good, like, lately.
What do you mean?
Like, I really hardly
ever trying to go sober for a while. I remember
And by that, I mean, like, smoke weed and drink occasionally and
out. Okay, not get blacked out.
Yeah. Like, when I first started comedy, I was on, like, prescribed 60 milligrams of Adderall a day. So I was
60 milligrams. I split a 10.
I know.
Once.
I was prescribed 60 milligrams.
Is that supposed to calm you down, or is
no,
that
you riled up? No, it was just, up? A shrink who supports the pharmaceutical agenda. Like, that's all it was.
60 milligrams of...
Yeah.
What did you do? Did it amp you up?
It made me fucking crazy. And I was like,
You were crazy when you came.
I know. I was... Do you see why now?
Yeah.
60 milligrams of Adderall. And I abused it. So I was like on 100.
You're like, let me get even better.
So, and to like counteract the Adderall, I'd be like drinking heavily. So
shit tons of weed too.
Yeah.
So you can smoke later if you want.
Cool. Let's
or
do
now.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get high now. Right now.
All right. Let me... Okay. I'll get a... You want to get a bong or a joint?
I don't care.
I'm moving here, so I feel like I should use my bong before.
Okay, let's
use it. Do you need a bong?
Yeah, let's take a bong.
Do you need a bong?
I need a bong. It looks like a dick, you know? I love dick. Isn't that why I'm here?
Sort of it is.
Okay.
Do you... I'm saying legitimately, I have two extra bongs I'm not taking with me. Do you want a bong?
Oh, do I want a bong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't like a lead-in or a joke or anything. Okay, you want a bong.
I want a bong.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you a bong. We can smoke out of it.
I have a unicorn bong, but that's the only bong I have.
A bong?
It's a unicorn.
What are you going to do with that one, then?
I will keep it, but I only use it for very magical special occasions.
Like getting high?
Yeah, but like, you know, like if I'm, I don't know.
You have friends over.
Yeah, like special occasions.
Yeah. You're smoking with your mom.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Both my parents.
How old's your mom?
She's like 57. I don't know.
Wow. I have this gene about smoking pot with my parents.
Yeah, you've never done it?
No, they barely. I think pot is drugs.
I mean, I used to steal my dad's cocaine. My parents are, yeah.
When did you first, all right, hold on. Let me get this thing. But I want to know when you started drinking.
I was like 14.
Really? Well, yeah. Come with me. Just come with me to the kitchen so I can get my bong.
Okay.
And I can fill it up with ice and then we can have whatever. I like smoking the old way, like you were in college.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a tray of ice cubes. I'm going to put them in there.
Oh, it's already packed? Wow.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I packed it before. I had Edgar and Tony over here, and you know how when you smoke with people, nobody wants to be like, all right, that's enough, so you just keep packing it until everyone's like, Jesus, man, enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we got. And then the last one, I just didn't get to. You want this bong? Do you want a smaller one?
That's which one's the smaller one?
There's a small, not that. There's a smaller one like this, but up to about here.
I don't care which one I have.
All right, I'll tell you later. You can decide.
Okay.
It's a parting gift. I give people $50 too to do the podcast.
Why?
Because comics should get paid when they're funny and money comes in.
That must be nice.
What must be nice?
Getting paid to do comedy.
Have you not?
I've only a few times, but like hardly anything. I don't really do it to get paid because my dad pays.
No, me neither.
You know? Oh, wait, that thing.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I knew I was forgetting something.
Yeah.
It was going to smash.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, my spin. Wait, when did you start drinking? Tell me that.
I think I was maybe 13 or 14.
And what'd you have? Would you sneak something?
Vodka.
Just straight vodka?
Yeah.
What, from your parents?
No, I moved to the small town, Ojai.
I've heard of that.
And, yeah, it's really beautiful.
They have the county fair there?
They have, like, it's such a hippie town. They have all kinds of little fairs. But
you can put that there if
we
you want
would
to also.
Ask, like, homeless people to buy us alcohol.
Yeah.
Or if we get lucky, like, the guy selling us alcohol would just sell it to us because he wanted to, you know.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah. So
did you look, were you good looking when you were 13?
I think I was, like, hotter than... I mean, when I was 17, I think I was, like, pretty hot. Yeah.
Yeah, 13.
So I had, like, blonde hair. I was, like... And now I, like... I don't know. And I wore, like, makeup and, like, cared.
Yeah.
But...
Wait, I remember when you came to the store.
I used to dress up, like, and have blonde
hair. Yeah, I remember the blonde hair.
And then,
said you look like Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Why, you didn't like
Everyone told me that. Even her own mother told me that.
How do you know Paris Hilton's mom?
Well, my dad did business with her dad, so...
What does that mean?
Like, he was just, did some, like, business with him. I, like, stayed at their house in the Hamptons, and, like, I went to this movie premiere with Kathy Hilton, the
mom.
Oh,
you look a little like the other sister.
Yeah.
the grody one, but like not. You don't look grody
like
them
anymore.
Just in the face. What's the other? Nikki. It's just in the face. Yeah, just from like there to
thanks.
There.
You know,
like
the Nikki. Grody one thing.
Yeah, but you don't have the grody doe face that she has, like the deer.
Yeah.
She was like, Nikki should have been prettier, but then he was like, yeah, something off.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you started drinking at 13.
Yeah.
Vodka somebody bought for you.
Yeah, the homeless man bought us vodka. And then I got drunk. I guess I fingered myself in front of a bunch of guys.
Homeless guys?
No, like guys, like my friends. So that's cool.
Were you a virgin then?
Yeah. I was a virgin until I was like 14.
Okay. So you got drunk, and your first time you got drunk.
And then I and I was with this girl, and like she didn't drink. I was with like two girls and a guy, okay?
Yeah.
And then one of the girls didn't drink, and like she was staying with me at like my house. And like, so the next thing, she must have got me back home, because like the next thing I know, like I'm in the bathtub, and my mom's like slapping my face, like waking me up. And I was just like, oh, hey. Like I was blacked out for sure.
Was she mad at you?
Oh, and I think I sucked my first dick that night. Yeah.
When that was the very first night you got drunk, you sucked your first
dick? Yeah, that's what happened.
And that's when the love affair with blowjobs started.
But yeah, that's when I realized.
Who was the guy?
This guy. I don't remember. I think his name was Chris. I don't know.
Who was he to you?
He was just a guy who I was sitting on a bench with, and I was drunk, and there we were.
Did he pull it out? Do you remember? Or did you just go
Yeah,
for it?
I think he like pulled it out, and I was
when
like,
you were 13?
14.
14. Not the first time you got drunk.
I'm pretty sure it was like the first time I got pretty fucking drunk. Yeah,
I thought that was 13.
I thought 13, okay, 14, okay, and okay, now okay. I'm remembering. Oh, okay. Sorry.
So you blew this guy, Chris.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Did you swallow?
I don't even know if he came.
Okay.
But I typically do swallow.
Put your penis in his mouth.
The first time a guy came in my mouth, I spit it out. So, no, he didn't, because the first time a guy came in my mouth, I didn't. I was so innocent, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't know what was happening. I did not know what had just entered my mouth. So I spit it out all over his dick, and I was like, what is this? You know?
On his dick?
Yeah. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
What just happened? You didn't know stuff came out of there?
No. And this is like the same guy. The guy who like came
in. It's like, wait, what?
This is the guy, okay, the same guy who came in my mouth for the first time. Also fucked me up the ass, my first time I ever got fucked up the ass, and I had no idea that was coming.
Wait. On a bench outside somewhere?
No, we were at a party, and we ran down the street to this like playground, and we were like on the playground structure, and like he bent me over, and I was like, oh, we're gonna like do doggy style. No.
Right in the ass.
Yep.
You'd already fucked at that point though.
Yeah.
How much did you fucked already at 14?
When I lost my virginity, I like was in a small town, and I lost it to like the hottest guy in Ohio. All right, and so
congratulations.
Yeah, I know, of course. And so all the girls hated me. So I like was. I mean, even before I lost my virginity, as soon as I moved there, there were rumors about me that I was a whore, like all kinds of stuff. Like I was sucking six guys' dicks at once, and I'm like, I've never seen
a penis. Your mouth isn't even that big. That's six.
It's pretty big.
Six.
Oh, six, yeah.
That's a lot.
So I was just like, what is, like, I'm so innocent. So then eventually I was like, fine, I will start hooking up with people. If people are going to be calling me a whore, I may as well act like
one. You think
like
when girls
one.
Say that shit to each other, it makes them do that?
I mean, there is a theory I learned in sociology that once you're labeled something long enough, you ultimately become it. And I don't really believe that, but like I kind of do, because I was labeled a whore. You're a fucking whore. You slut. And I wasn't. But like over time, I like really became one. Not, and I don't like even like using the word whore or slut, because I think sucking dick and fucking is a beautiful thing. But like I did do it, like, because from like a place
what's
of
a,
like
what's a better term?
Sexually free.
Too long.
Freedom.
No, it means other things. That's great though. America.
Making the world a safer place.
So when you are hooking up with somebody now.
Yeah.
Let's say you just meet them.
Okay.
That happens occasionally with you.
Not in a very long time.
How long?
Like, I can't even remember. Like, I really, it's so sad. Like, I've changed a lot.
Months, weeks.
Like, it's, the last time I had, like, a random hookup was like 2 years or 3 years ago. But like I've hooked up with comedians.
Right.
So that's does to me. That's not really random
because you already know them, right?
Yeah. It's like, and I haven't like hooked up with a lot of comedians, but like I've kind of.
For sure. You've hooked up with a lot of comedians.
But like I was really young and having a good time, you
yeah.
know?
You're still young and having a good time. Yeah. But you don't go around the store anymore. Do you do it at open mics ever?
I don't really do open mics. And I just do shows if I get them.
Oh.
I mean, I used to go to open mics every night and like do it every night. But yeah. like, I just, like, nothing was happening. And I think it's because of the way I was operating from a level of I'm on so much Adderall, I'm drinking. Like, I was funny on stage, but I would also have comedians come up to me like, hey, you're really funny, but like maybe don't drink so much, maybe like don't say your words. And I was like, I know that sounds easy, but it's, you know, you try like,
why, how much are you drinking every night?
Yeah, every night.
What like, happens when you black out?
I wouldn't black out on Adderall ever
because
I was so high. I was so high. I would like usually like not like stay up throughout the whole night, go throughout a whole another day, and then like I'd be on 2 days of like no sleep usually too.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean the longest I've ever stayed up was 7 nights in a row, but
that was
not on Adderall. That was when I was a meth addict in Ojai. I stayed up 7 nights in a row.
Crazy. Were you doing meth through that whole time?
Mm-hmm,
like you never got all, like unhigh from meth?
No, I was like on meth like on and off for like 2 years.
What's meth like?
Okay, the first time I did meth, I thought I was just like introduced to cocaine. I started doing coke when I was 15 and I was like just turned 16 and these guys came over to my house because my mom was out of town and I thought they were chopping up lines of cocaine and I saw that the coke looked funny and I was like, whatever.
I'll ask about this later. Right now
it's
coke time.
And so I did the line and that burned so bad. I was like, what the fuck? It burned so bad.
Oh, really? Coke doesn't burn?
Oh, coke is like, I mean, it doesn't feel great, but it's like meth, like burns like your nose is on fire.
Why do people shoot it? I mean, the snort
of it. Well, because you eventually learn you smoke meth or inject it. I never injected it, but I started smoking it. Yeah, like a gentleman.
Yeah.
And, but so the first time I did meth, I thought I was doing coke, and then I did it, and I was like, ah, that burns, and I was like, what is this? And they're like, it's meth, and it lasts like 16 hours, it's cheaper than blow, it's this, and I felt so fucking great. I was like, where, like, I was doing all my homework, I was like, where's my extra credit? I was cleaning my room.
Really?
Yeah, I remember my brother's 18th birthday, and it would make me not drink, and it would make me not be a whore. So I would be at these parties, and like, I'd be all well-behaved, like, cleaning up. If someone put down a beer can, I'd pick it up, put it in the trash. I was like, I'm
like
a top.
Away immediately.
And everyone's like, Katie, have a drink. I'm like, no, I'm good. And everyone was so confused. Like, what? And I was like, I'm responsible. This is great. I'm making good decisions. Like, at my brother's 18th birthday party, like, I was so high on meth. And, like, my mom was like, I'm so proud of you for not drinking and cleaning up. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm just, like, so high on meth. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. that's cool. I want to try it.
Don't.
Have you ever tried heroin?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Have you shot heroin?
I smoked black tar heroin once. Well, twice if you count when I woke up in the morning. But
I count that as once.
Yeah, once.
Yeah,
so
it's an extended trip.
Yeah, because I went to like rehab, and so I'd have to like go to AA and like
to get through it. You needed heroin.
No, this was I did heroin because someone I knew in AA relapsed. So I was hanging out with him, and I didn't know he was high on heroin. And then, like, he told me that he was high on heroin, and he asked me if I wanted to do it. And while he asked me if I wanted to do it, the TV was on, and a commercial for
heroin.
No. And I was like, God, I literally was like, please, God, universe, give me a sign. Like, should I smoke the black tar heroin or not? And a commercial for Narcotics Anonymous came on. And I've never seen a commercial for Narcotics Anonymous in my fucking life.
And
I took that.
A commercial for Narcotics Anonymous as a sign that you should do narcotics.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the problem when people look for signs. They're like, it's a coincidence. I'm like, fine, it's a coincidence. What is that? Why does that mean your result?
So.
Wow. So you're like, oh, okay, it must be a sign.
Yes, it must be a sign.
I mean, at that point, if you just heard a cat outside, you'd be like, yeah, cool. I gotta do it. I heard Tom Rhodes did it with Mitch Hedberg. Didn't do it, but he was always never wanted to. He didn't want to shoot anything.
Yeah.
And then Hedberg one day was like, "Hey man, I got some you can snort, so we're good." And then Tom Rhodes was like, oh, no. He said he read too many musician biographies.
Yeah.
And he goes, heroin always makes it go downhill. That's it. That's the end of the line once heroin starts.
Exactly. And that's what I realized. That one time I used it, like, I got so sick and I threw up. But after I threw up, I felt like... I mean, that must...
Amazing.
Like, it's amazing.
I've heard that, but first time you use heroin, it makes
it
you bark.
It is the... Yeah, you get so sick. At first, you're like, fuck, I'm, like, gonna die. And you throw...
And, not high, and you're not high. You're not
No, you're just...
Happy.
You just feel so fucking sick. And you throw up. And then after you throw up, you feel so good. Like, and everything is the most beautiful feeling
are
ever.
Are you sentient? Like, are you clear of your surroundings and stuff?
Yeah. Like, it's, you're not hallucinating. You're just, like,
no pain.
No pain. Yeah, probably it feels like home.
Just like goodness.
Goodness.
Does your body feel good?
Or? Yeah, you're just like, but I went on an adventure. I went like, we went and like, we left the place we were and we like went around, like did some like, went to like, I don't know what we did, but we just went on this little adventure. Then we came back and like, I had the best sleep of my life.
I bet.
The best deep sleep of my life. And then I woke up and I did more heroin and I went home. Somehow I drove home. That was a weird drive. Then I get home and my friend Natalie calls me and she's like, hey, Katie, what's up? And I was like, I'm just high on heroin. And she's like, what? And she like freaks out and starts crying and like tripping out. And like then she calls my mom and calls my dad. Oh, yeah. She calls my mom and dad. And I'm just like, you guys, everything. And I was just so high. On heroin that I was like, everything's so wonderful, you guys, it's okay. But they were all like, this is not okay. And I was like, no, it's okay. But then I realized, no, it wasn't okay.
It's not okay.
And the guy I did it with,
why was it not okay?
Because it's heroin.
That's not a good enough answer.
Because they were jealous.
So you thought it was fine?
No, they weren't jealous. It's not okay to do heroin because it's like... Because
you could lose your life
and
it's super addictive.
And I would do like tons of meth and stuff, but when I did heroin, it was the one drug I did where I did it one time and then the next day, like after I was not high and the guy was like, do you want to run away and like be junkies together pretty much? I was like, no, because this is the one drug that will like... immediately destroy me. Like meth is like,
but you did take it another time.
No, just in the night in the morning. Yeah. But no, I never touched it again. Like that's how,
because you
like,
knew how good it felt.
That, yeah, I knew that it was only downhill from there.
Tried heroin again?
No. The thing with meth is like it took a while for that high to come where you realized, oh shit, this is never going to be the same again. But like where you realize that like you're going to start chasing the high and it's going to get ugly.
That's what everyone does, right? They chase that first time they get high where it's like, I want that feeling again. You never
And like that didn't happen instantly with meth. It took a while. And then I'll never forget the night.
What do you mean, like you kept enjoying it?
I was like, this is great. This is great. And then there was this one night and I was like, fuck, this isn't great. And this is going to start really big.
I lost me to meth.
Yeah.
See, to me, meth and heroin are the big two.
Yeah. They're the worst.
Like,
they're the
worst.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of crocodile?
No. It's that
in, like
a combo?
I don't know what it is exactly, but it eats away at your skin. So these people have like exposed bone.
No.
Like they're alive people with their bone just exposed.
That's
like skin,
so
then no skin,
oh,
and then scored skin again.
That's sad.
Must be such a good high.
Yeah, that's really worth it.
When you see your skin start to expose your bone, you're like, oh, maybe just one more.
Yeah.
One more day. Yeah, and meth I shouldn't try either?
No, don't. Do coke. You've done coke, I'm sure.
Yeah, but like I get scared of coke.
Well, you should be scared of meth more than coke.
Yeah, but just to try it once.
Don't try it.
Coke is one of those where everybody does, and that seems like one where they chase the dragon. Where like this was good, and now I'm just staying.
But like meth is disgusting. Don't do it.
What do you mean?
Stick to...
What do you mean disgusting?
It's gross. It's like what it's made out of. It's a bunch of chemicals. It's really sick.
So is acid.
Well, it's like at least you hallucinate and see
beauty. I heard a story about you and acid in the desert.
In the mushrooms.
Maybe.
I haven't had acid in the desert. What about what's the story?
That you got you were pregnant. You found out you were pregnant.
Oh, I took a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
And it came back positive.
Okay.
And so I
that's one of the few. No, it's not. Go ahead. Yeah.
And I got high on acid all like throughout the weekend, and then like I wasn't pregnant, so
you acided out your baby.
Yeah,
took a bunch of
it
acid.
Went on a little trip. Yeah,
and then your body just like, all right,
yeah,
we gotta,
it's an acid abortion.
That's a great way to do it.
It's a great.
Is that why you did it?
I mean,
Or were you already going to do acid and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm pregnant?
No, I was just at a party and like this guy was like, hey, dude, I was the only person besides that guy at this huge party who took acid. And I think it was because, like, you know, I'm so connected to the universe that someone provided me with a holistic way to terminate a pregnancy.
You thought this is why I'm going to do it?
Yeah. Well, no, that was one of the things. I was like, well, this could help.
Right, definitely. Be like, I'll do some acid. Hey, maybe it'll help the baby.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, anything.
And at the end of the weekend, you took another test, and it was like, you're good.
I mean, who knows? Maybe that first test was wrong, but I would like to think it wasn't, and that acid's a great way to get rid of something you don't
Have
want.
Have you ever heard of someone taking a pregnancy test that was wrong even once?
No.
Never. Me neither. Never once.
So
they always take another one, another one, and they go to
and
doctor.
And I've taken a pregnancy test before that came back positive, and I was pregnant, so and I had to get rid of it. Like
abortion.
Well, I took, the abortion pill. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so fucked up.
What happens?
It's just like you feel like you're just dying. You're bleeding out a baby and you're throwing up.
Oh, you barf on it too?
I mean, I got physically ill. I was so sick.
You're pretty small. Maybe that's why, too.
Well,
how much do you weigh? 110?
110? Yeah, no, I weigh like 125, maybe. I don't know. I don't weigh myself. I'm not one of those people.
How many times have you been pregnant?
Well, I guess twice.
Okay. Would you have a baby?
When I'm older.
Well, like when?
Like after I'm like 30.
Do you have a desire to?
I don't know because like this world scares me. So that I don't know if I want to bring a child in this world. But
there's
I also love.
Of children
we've overpopulated the earth. Like, and that's why I'm like with people who don't believe like in abortion. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, there's way too many people on planet Earth. Like, abortion is
so
important.
I almost think, like, having a kid is almost rude.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Dude,
like, Mormons, like, I'm related to Mormons, and they have all these kids. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You can't financially support them. You're just popping out all these babies because you think you're going to, like, take over the world with your religion, and you're not. So just stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'll have one or two, but maybe I just won't because who knows?
Yeah.
How long I'm going to live.
You get along with your mom?
Yeah. I mean, she's so crazy, but I love her.
How?
I mean, she just has a lot of resentment from her past, and she doesn't, like, let
Over
it
what?
Go. I don't know. I mean, just because, like...
specifics?
She... Well, I mean, do you know anything about my mom?
Not really.
Okay.
All.
Well, she was, like, Hugh Hefner's girlfriend. And
oh, yeah.
So she moved...
Main girlfriend?
Yeah, like, for 5 years.
So, like, she got to live in the mansion?
Yeah.
She got to live in his house?
This necklace, Baby Blue, he gave it to her.
She gave it to you?
That was her nickname, yeah.
Baby Blue, because she had a blue vagina hair?
No, the first song they danced to was Baby Blue Panties.
I don't know that one.
I don't either.
Where did she meet Hugh Hefner?
At the Playboy Mansion.
She was just there?
She got invited to a party there, and... Yeah. I guess
he was smitten.
Yep, he gave her a tour, and then later that night, he came up to her and he said, "I've looked this whole party hole and through, and you're the woman I want to stay the night with."
Really?
And she lost her virginity to him that night.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that a beautiful story?
She was there. She lost it. She was like, "All right, I'm Virginia Hugh Hefner.
Here I am." Yeah.
Condom,
she didn't even know who.
No,
she didn't even know who
she
he was.
She just responded to someone saying,
"Well, she realized like kind of who he was, but she didn't know. She was so innocent.
She was like, you own this nice house."
No, she didn't. I mean, I'm sure she was like, she moved to LA to be an actress. She was like really talented.
She was a virgin?
Yeah.
And she lost her
virginity. She was a Bible school teacher and she moved to LA to be an actress. And then she was out to lunch with a girlfriend and then some guy came up to her and her friend and invited them to the Playboy Mansion.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, what's that? They didn't know.
And then they went and Hugh Hefner took her virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just moved into the room. So what's the deal? He goes to the other girl's room sometimes, but then that room is only for the one main squeeze?
I mean, they were never in a monogamous relationship, but she was like the number one. She was the one who stayed in the bed with him every night. Yeah. Wow. But because of that relationship...
When was that? How long ago was
this? This was like 76 to like the early 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think because of that, like she wanted to be an actress. She was very talented, but Hef wanted her to be his girlfriend and stay home. So she's like very resentful of like her like
not being able to have
a career being held back.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, then I wouldn't be alive. So just deal with it.
Why wouldn't you be alive?
Because my mom and my dad met at the Playboy Mansion.
The same night?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know when they met, but my dad and my mom.
Did your dad steal her away from
no,
Hugh Hefner?
No.
How do you?
Bless you.
There's all this dust here for moving out. Or maybe allergies, I don't know. I think it's just dust. I've been sneezing all day. I'm sorry. It's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. What is... Okay. What's the feeling you get when you're blowing a guy?
I'm usually pretty drunk.
You're usually pretty drunk.
I'm actually, like, always drunk.
Not always. The last time when you drove me home that time, you were like, I don't get drunk anymore, so I don't know how to give up.
I mean, I probably had a couple drinks.
You were worried about it, though.
Because I was
remembering that now. You're like, I don't know how to do this without being drunk.
Because I wasn't drunk. Oh, yeah. My God. Okay. Yeah. Well, good for me.
Wait, why did you think you couldn't do it when you
were
drunk?
Because I don't, that's the thing. I would always, be drunk when I would do...
Like, comedians who only go up when they're drunk, so they don't think they could be funny without being drunk?
Yeah. Like, I would always be fucked up when I'd hook up with a guy. Like, I lost my virginity sober, but that's it. Like, I was always on one when I was hooking up with guys.
Who took your virginity?
The hottest guy in
Ohio. Right. Were you going out with him, or were you just like, hey, come
on? No, we hung out for a little bit, but then he broke my heart. And,
did he really?
Well, no, but like at the time I felt that way. But now I don't.
You were broken up for like a week and a half.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, I don't even care.
You look back and you're like,
I'm like, ew. Yeah, it's so
funny. Do you know what he's doing now?
He's probably just like doing construction work. I don't know.
So sad when you think about your child, what people have become. You're like, you become nothing.
Yeah.
Not that you were nothing before.
Yeah.
You have now become nothing.
Yeah, how does that feel? God.
Yeah, it's sad. So, what is it like? Okay, for the people who are like, I've heard this before, where like, I'm not just going to blow you. That didn't give me anything.
Yeah.
But you seem to get something out of it.
Well, okay. I think I'm maybe like a little different than some girls because my dad like financially supports me. And a lot of girls use guys for money.
Right.
And I don't have to do that because my dad, like, even though he's cut me back a lot and it's been very hard and I have been humbled in this like past like year. Like it's
by
been,
him cutting you off?
Well, he hasn't cut me off. He still gives me some money, but like I don't get the perks. I don't get my own place. I have to live with my mom.
You had your own place.
I had my own place. I was seeing a crystal healer once a week and like a visit with her is like $200 a pop. Like I was.
So your dad's like, no more of that.
Yeah, I just all kinds of stuff. Like I had a credit card, and my dad was like, when I first started comedy, like he was like, Katie, do you know how much you spent this month? And I was like, no, how much? And he was like, you spent $20,000. And I was like, whoops, sorry. So I didn't know. I was just like, So I just was like so enabled.
Wow.
But because of that, I didn't like expect guys to like take me out on dates. Like I didn't care. I was like, when guys did want to take me out on dates, I went on a few and I was like, this is so stupid. Like I want to get drunk at a bar and suck some dick.
that's what you like to do. Fun. That's part of it.
That's
like
exciting.
How some guys like to fight when they get drunk.
Yeah. But, like, I won't just suck anyone's dick. Like,
yeah, so
I choose
how do you
accordingly.
Discern?
Like, I'm very, like, okay, I feel energy. I'm very, like, you know, like, I just, yeah, I feel you're great. You have a great, beautiful aura, Ari. But, yeah, no, I
wasn't trying to have you feel. I was just putting the microphone back.
Oh, okay.
But thank you.
All right. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
But, I thought you wanted me to feel your energy.
I didn't think that's, it actually meant feel my hand for my energy.
Well, I can feel you. And then I just get attracted to these people energetically.
Yeah.
And it's like this thing that I can't control. But like lately I can, because I can't even remember the last dick that was in my mouth. I can't even remember. And that's so sad.
Wow. You've gotten laid though.
I mean, I don't even know when that was. I don't know who the last
one
was.
So when you're like, I want to get drunk and suck some dick. What are you...
It's not like I want to get drunk and suck some dick. It's like I want to get drunk and I want to connect with another person who's I'm like energetically attracted to.
Yeah.
And I want to have some fun and I want to like bring some happiness into this realm.
Yeah, it makes people happy.
Yeah, it makes people
Can
happy.
Can you feel that when you're like sucking their dick and they get hard and they're like, are you like, yeah I'm doing
I
this
I have
to
a
you.
Joke about like why I suck dick. Like and well, because it... Like, you know, what it does for the planet. It makes it a better place.
It does.
It makes the world a better, safer place.
Yeah, everyone's calmed down.
Yeah. It's not that complicated.
If two guys are like at each other's throats and about to fight, almost like, hey guys, come here.
Yeah.
Both of you, let's go get your dick sucked.
Yeah.
And then
suck some dick. Let's relax. Let's forget about all this.
So it's like a power?
Yeah.
Have you ever sucked two guys sitting next to each other?
No, I was never like that.
Never like
that. Never. I'd never had like multiple partners at once.
But in the same night, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But very rare. That's even very rare. But I that was, and also like I was, I'm like kind of, I'm a, you know, I'm a little, I've definitely grown a lot and I've come a long way, but like I had a lot of like issues and pain, and I like definitely use being like sexual as a way to like feel like better, and like I had like a purpose, and I was doing like making other, you know, because I just didn't know how else to. I have so much love in my heart, okay? Yeah. So much love in my heart.
Yeah.
And like at that time in my life, that's how I chose to express it, was by sucking a lot of dick. And now, you
it
know.
Did. I remember you showing up sometimes at the store and everyone's there having a good time, and then like you come in, you'd see like 8 or 9 guys' face light up, like, I might get blown today.
Oh.
It's just like, and it might not happen, but it's just, you see a bunch of guys going, the possibility just went up.
Okay, I really didn't suck that many people's dick there. Like, it's
how many do you think?
Like maybe 4 or 5 of you?
No way.
Yeah. I would just, yeah.
There was one night where it was 3 of us.
What night?
I don't know.
You oh, it was like a lot you, yeah, I'll say I'm Tony.
Yeah, we didn't mind about him until afterwards. I was making fun of the last one. And then, we're like, oh, you know, yeah, I was earlier. Yeah, we found out it was like, and he was like, oh.
That was a fun night for me.
It was. And then he came in. Didn't you have a date the next night?
Yeah, I had a date with Dominic Monaghan the next day.
How did that date go?
I was just preparing for my date. It was like so much fun. It was the yeah. second date I've ever been on in my life. It was actually the last date I've ever been on.
It was just
on.
One date and that's it?
No, we hung out a few times after that. But he wanted to like do things with me like I didn't want to do. So.
What do you mean?
Like have threesomes and stuff. I just,
oh, right away? Mm-hmm. Oh. You've never been in a threesome?
I just like don't like to share dick.
Have you ever been in a threesome?
I've like, yeah, I've like had another girl, but I don't like to share. I love the I've made out with plenty of girls, but I feel like I don't want
how about two guys?
I don't want to overcomplicate the situation.
I've never had one.
Yeah, it's like it's so overrated.
Seems like there's a lot more rules.
It's just like stupid. Like it's not necessary.
I don't know. I think there's just that moment I've talked about somebody about, but it's like if two girls are blowing at the same time when you're looking down at that. I mean, that would be the best part. The going back and forth, I'd be like, "What's how much time have I been with you?
Yeah,
do I do a switch
it's
now?
Just too complicated. There's no, it's just like better just to imagine it.
Sex is pretty good already.
Yeah, why make it
yeah.
better?
My favorite, though, was seeing that later, a tweet from him, like the next day.
Dominic?
Yeah.
What tweet?
It was like, kissed the cutest girl. She
no,
kisses
he
so
said,
lovely.
No,
it was like
you
the day
that?
After. It was something like that. So I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was during our date. We went to play pool.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm just talking. Whatever. Who cares?
Who cares?
I haven't seen him in like forever. But we went and like went. I met him at a bar. We had a drink, and then he drove us to this pool house and like. Like where you play pool in Koreatown, and then there was like karaoke rooms. So after pool, we went into these like private little karaoke rooms, and then like we sang a couple songs, and we started making out. And then he tweeted like after we made out, like karaoke with the greatest kisser of all time.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and I was like, thank you.
Thank you very much. You don't really know what I'm capable of, though. That's what you're centering on. You should. I'm in the groove
Wait
right now.
Wait till I suck your dick.
Do you have any rules about sucking dick?
No.
Or like any like what if someone hasn't really done it before? What advice would you give them? Like how to take somebody to the back and of whatever place they are and suck somebody's or a car or something like that. Like, are there any like, don't do this, definitely try to do this?
Well, I think everyone knows, like, don't use your teeth.
Don't use your teeth. Okay. Obviously that's during
and
the blowjob.
I think that it's always important to swallow.
I think so too. How come?
Because it's just like, why wouldn't you? Like, what do you like? You know, yeah, the first time I had cum enter my mouth, I didn't know what was happening, so I spit it out. But it's like, if you're committed to this act of sucking a dick, you better follow through. And I think that swallowing the cum, I mean, you can, if you have to, like, at least have it in your mouth and politely spit it out without him noticing. I don't know. I just think it's like, swallow it.
Yeah, some people, like, put it in their mouth and leave it there for a while and then, like, stay, and then, like, eventually get up and you see, hear just
swallow it.
Yeah.
It's protein.
It's protein. Plus, I have read that it makes women's mood actually improve. Scientifically improve with semen.
I'm sure. I mean, there's a reason. I don't just put anything in my mouth.
That means God if you believe in God, has created a woman so that they need semen swallowed in order to feel better.
Yeah, he put that in them. Makes sense.
What about like getting a guy to let you do that, or like how do you make the move?
Getting a guy, I mean, isn't that the easiest? I mean, every guy wants their dick sucked.
Okay,
right?
I know, but sometimes you need to be asked, right? Or not? Do you ever ask a guy like, "Hey, what are you doing? Come over here with me."
No, you wait. I'm usually more like someone approaches me, and then I'm carried away with it.
Yeah.
I'm not like I don't leave the house searching for dick. Like dick comes
hungry,
to me.
Hungry. The first time we did it, I think you were in the front patio, and I don't know what was happening, but you were drunk, definitely.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't really like look to you, but you're so crazy that I kind of kept you at arm's length.
Yeah, you didn't. I don't think you really liked me.
I was just scared of you a little bit.
Yeah, I get it.
The whirlwind of drama that surrounds you. I was like, I don't know if I want to be in that
world. I don't want to go there.
But it was like near the front bar, and then you like said something. You're like, "I got my pear breasts." Something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah. And you're like, "Yeah, they're bare." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess they are." You're like, "Touch them if you want to touch them." And I was like, "All right." And then I did. And it was like, oh, then I got all like that feeling you get, the tingly feeling in your stomach. And then you're like, what are you doing? I was like, I think I just gave you like the, let's come with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were just, but you know what you do, which is nice?
Hmm.
You leave afterwards.
Yeah, I don't expect anything after. I'm not sucking a dick to like have, you know, a conversation afterwards.
Yeah, you don't make it weird.
No.
Because there's this thing too where it's like,
I don't call you the next day.
No, yeah, you don't do that. After a guy gets blown, he's sort of like emptied out.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, you're empty, your dick's soft, it's as long as it's, you're ever going to be before you get hard again, then.
And I'm like, done too. I'm like, I did what I came to do, and I'll see you later.
And then all of a sudden it's like, should I talk here? What do we say?
Yeah, no, not necessary.
Yeah, it's just like, with you, it's like, all right, see you downstairs.
Yeah, it's totally like,
pat on the back.
And I go off on my little adventure.
It's like within the minute.
Yeah.
If you come at like 15 or whatever, like midnight and 2 seconds, like midnight and 1 minute, you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a quality feature.
Yeah, and it's not just, that's something I intentionally do too. I'm aware.
You think four guys at the store? So those three.
Well, no, I mean, I know it might seem like a lot because, like, you might know some of them, but it's really, I mean, so that makes it seem like I've hooked up. But when you think about the population of this planet, I've hardly touched, like,
most of the people here.
Yeah. Most of the population I have not blown.
Yes, that's true.
I had very, 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 I mean, I can't even calculate the amount, the percentage. Very small percentage of the population's dicks in my mouth. So it just seems like a lot because of the small little world bubble we're in here.
Yeah. When you get, you must put out vibes in order to get guys to want.
Well, I think I'm a sexual, like I have a sexual energy maybe, but I'm also like, I don't know what it is.
Maybe when you get drunk, you get more.
Oh, it's definitely alcohol induced. Like when I'm sober, like, I mean, I'm definitely still like free and like, you know, when I'm had a few drinks in me, I just find so much like that I don't usually just do when I'm sober, like so exciting and fun and like, why not? Like,
yeah,
but that's part of why I just like don't really go drink that much right now. Cause I'm just like, I don't know. I had my fun with it and now I'm like
calming down.
Yeah. It's not like it wouldn't make me happy right now.
It gets old after a while.
Yeah. I'm over it.
Do you get hangovers?
Yeah. I would get really bad hangovers and I was really sick of that.
Yeah.
I was really sick of that for sure.
Did you do anything for him?
Smoke like ton of weed.
Oh yeah. How you want to smoke this?
Yeah, we forgot about the bong.
I got to pee anyway.
All right, go pee.
Let's do a Passage of Time song so it sounds like we're taking time.
Okay.
How long have you been smoking weed?
Since I was like 13.
God, and just all the time? You've never tried to curb that at all?
No. You know what's so embarrassing? The first time I smoked out of a bong, I blew into it. I was so sad.
I could see you just like like looking at a bong and be like, "Do you suck it?"
Yeah.
Just like, oh,
I just blew it.
You blew into it? You just went...
Yeah. It was like so, that's so innocent.
Was everyone looking at you like, what are you doing?
God damn it. And I like... fucked up all the weed in the bowl.
You probably, did you blow it out of the bowl?
Yeah. Oops. But,
what do other girls, what do they, how do they treat you when they know kind of what you're up to?
All right, so.
I'm sure it's different from different girls, but.
Yeah, I mean, and especially, yeah, I mean, and I, okay, I moved to this small town, and I was from L.A., and my mom was a playmate, and everyone was like.
Your mom was a playmate, she became a playmate?
Well, my mom was a playmate, and like, so my brother, to like, be cool when we moved to this town, told everyone that, and so all the girls were like, your mom's a whore, you're a whore.
Is that after she left Hefner?
Yeah.
After she was with your father? That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So your mom's a whore, you're a whore.
Yeah.
Because I knew she was a playmate.
Yeah, and so I was picked on, and like, what were you talking about?
Well, how girls treat you now, oh, when they know, yeah, what you're up to. Yeah. It's okay. God, that's fast-acting weed.
So, yeah. So they were always initially from the start mean to me, even before I started like sucking dick. But like, yeah, when I lost my virginity, I had like one of the, like, the popular girls, like before I entered freshman year of high school, yeah, write me this like 2-page letter about like, Katie, I really like you and I don't want to see you like crystals. Oh. And I don't want to see you like fuck up and I want you to like do good.
Really?
Like, but like ultimately what she was writing, she was like, she was brainwashing me into thinking she was being nice and cared. Maybe she did. I don't know. But I know she was like, don't fuck any of our boyfriends or we will kill you.
Oh, right. She could see like, okay, I can see you wanting to fuck.
Yeah. She knew that I was probably a girl entering the school that was going to like be
also
a sexual threat to them. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
There's also a new meet situation where all the guys, they're used to all the girls, they grew up with them, and then, yeah, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, who's this entering, yeah, the fray?
And so me and my little like crew of girlfriends in like freshman year were the girls, like there were like two sets of popular girls, like the innocent popular girls, and then like me, my friends, the
smoked
ones who
the
like
bleachers,
smoked weed and ditch class and like didn't give a fuck.
Didn't give a fuck.
And yeah, we're like, what? Like, what's popular? And we were the ones that went to like snuck out of our bedroom windows to go to the cool parties and hang out with older guys, and they loved it.
Who? Okay. The girls.
The guys.
Oh, the guys loved it.
The girl, are you kidding me? The girls, I mean, the thing is, there were some really nice ones, and ultimately now they're all cool because they grew up and they realized some of them have kids and they're cool, but some of them were terrible to me and would literally chase me outside of parties threatening to beat me up. Guys would verbally like abuse me, like just slut bashing me, and it was so sad. I'm like, you guys don't even know me. So I was just called a slut,
whore, whore. What would they do? How would they slut bash you?
Like, just by literally just saying those words, like, over and over again in a variety of ways. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, is this seriously happening? I could not believe it. Because I grew up, like, sheltered in L.A. with, like, all this, like, you know, happiness. And, like, we're, yeah, going to Disneyland. And, like, you know, like, money. Like, it was all good. And, like,
yeah.
But then I go to this small town. And, like, the thing about me is I'm a really nice person. And I didn't judge them. I was like, this is cool. Like, I like this side of life too. Like, this is nice. Yeah. But like, and I did have like a core group of friends who like accepted me. But there were these people that were just so terrible to me. Like,
what did they do? The thing where everyone, you get sat down with them in the dining hall, and then they all stood up as soon as you sat down.
I didn't go to. I always was off campus at lunch.
Did they ever do the thing where they cough and go slut, slut?
No, they would just be like, slut.
Oh.
They would actually say slut.
My friend Rachel Simmons wrote this book. I forgot what it's called. We went to high school together. She was really smart. She was like an Oxford scholar or something. But like, she wrote a book about how girls bully each other.
Yeah, they're mean.
And it was like, she said, it's in some ways, it's way more damaging than when guys will bully each other. Because when a guy bully, he just will punch somebody.
Yeah.
But a principal can see that and put a stop to it. And be like, you can't punch him anymore. But when they just like, under their breath as you pass by, go, slut. And then keep walking, then it's like, how are they going to stop that?
No, I even, at a school rally,
yeah,
I got, like, they, like, these high schoolers, like, were doing a sketch, and, like, somehow, like, the sketch involved, like, something along the lines of, like, everyone gets a turn when it comes to Katie Manzella. Oh. Just like it's something they said, they related it to me being a whore in front of the entire school. And I will never forget sitting there in the bleachers. I was probably fucking high on meth or something. So I'm tripping out. I'm like, what? Like, I'm at a school rally, and then they just said it. They just say that. Oh, sorry. And then all my friends are just like, what the fuck? And like, they're like, oh my God. And then I just, but luckily my English teacher was my next class and he adored me. He knew I was, he would take me outside of class all the time and be like, Katie, I know you're high right now. And I, but I really care about you and I want to see you do good. So I'm not going to get you in trouble. And then he would like have me calm down outside, come back in class and let me, but like, so I just lied to him after the rally, and I said, like, I'm traumatized by what happened. I just went off
campus. But you weren't?
I was, but I just used that as an excuse to go off campus and get stoned. And I was like, fuck them. Right. And so I
right where it's like, yeah, it sucks.
So, yeah, I was like, fuck those people. The teachers did nothing. They didn't
do anything. Like, right there, almost they should stop it. Like, whoa, whoa, that's not allowed.
No, the principal did nothing. They didn't give a fuck. So I just ditched school with my friend Caitlin. We went into the mountains in Ohio, rolled some blunts, got high, and I, like, communed with nature and didn't give a fuck about that. Like, I didn't graduate from high school. Like, I did not have the opportunity to graduate from high school because of, like, how, like...
Was that popular guy, was he a boyfriend?
No.
Of somebody?
I never had a boyfriend.
No. Was he a boyfriend of some other girl when you were like...
No.
So you did stay away.
Oh my God, and guess what else? He had the smallest dick.
Really? Because he was fucking nine. Like, he fucked the best guy at preschool.
He was a senior.
How do you feel when you do see a small dick? What are like the...
Compassion.
I mean, are you still like... Does it make it easier to blow? Less exciting? More exciting?
Next question.
Why? You don't want to say? Why not?
Because it's definitely easier.
It's easier. Oh, because of me, you mean? What do you mean?
Your dick isn't small.
I'm saying, is that why you're like it'd be easier without me? If it wasn't. It's easier, why? Because it's like less, it's less, takes up less room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just feel bad. I just feel like I said something mean.
Well, to who? There's not. I'm just saying small dicks in general.
Okay.
Are you picturing one guy?
No.
Oh, that guy from high school? That's a long time ago. He probably grew.
Yeah.
Dicks grow.
They do?
At 15, mine was tiny.
Aw.
I had a complex about it.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I must have one of the tiniest dicks. Plus, I went only from seeing mine to like Mandingo in porn.
Who's Mandingo?
Some guy with a giant cock. Some black guy with a giant cock.
Well, that's disgusting.
And I was like, well, I'm smaller than that, so I must be really tiny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Men form their sexual ideas about themselves through comparison.
Really? God, that's weird to me. I feel like you guys should all just be like, okay.
Yeah, they're not. Guys really? With really small dicks have a really big thing about it.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I've known a couple.
Okay.
And they can't stop talking about it. You're like, dude, you're the only one bringing this
they
up.
They talk about it?
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't like me because I have a small dick. But like, oh, I can't go girls like that. I got a small dick. And you're like, what are you?
But there's probably like plenty of girls out there who would love a small dick. So yeah. Who cares?
Like, plus, I want to tell them like, but when I hook up with a girl... She doesn't know what size dick I have until afterwards. You're just talking about not getting repeats. How would they know the first time?
Wouldn't they know?
Why? How? What do you mean? Before you've even done it?
Oh.
You just got so high. You just got so high it hit me. I'm like, why are you being quiet all of a sudden? Oh, that's why. That's why. It's okay. You're doing great. We can still do this high. So nowadays, how do other girls treat you?
Yeah, I went on a rant just now.
Yeah, about...
I feel like I got really angry, and I'm sorry.
What about the other girls?
Like, I got angry.
About the slut-shaming?
Yeah.
Why are you sorry you got angry?
Because that was, like, not necessary. I'm so high. But it's beautiful.
It was interesting to hear how those girls treated you.
Was it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. I didn't really even notice. I mean, we went to a small Jewish school, and nobody... And the sluts were the ones who, like, Frenched.
Yeah. Yeah, people are,
That's a weird thing, too. We still had a slut or two, though. And even though they were just like, well, I think only one of them Frenched, but like, we treated them just as shitty as someone who's blowing everybody. And it was still just like, we need to make fun of, we need to make fun of somebody.
Yeah, I think like, no matter like what, there's always a level of like kids being assholes to each other. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like, hey, here's the thing, though. I wasn't always nice. So,
yeah.
When I was like younger though, because I was kind of like a brat.
There was some Simpsons where Homer and Marge were talking in their bedroom, And they were talking about kids, and they're like, you know, someone having trouble, and they're like, you know, kids can be so cruel. And then Bart was walking by the door, and he goes, "We can? Awesome!" And he just runs over, and you hear Lisa go, "Ow!" He's just like,
"Honey,
yeah." What a girl's nap. Do you need to take a break because you're high? We can if you want.
Really?
Yeah. So we come back to it like in an hour or 30 minutes or whatever when you calm down. I know that first level of high is pretty bad.
I'm like, no, I can do things when I'm high. I just think like, okay, here's the thing. I had to do an interview with this writer from Cosmopolitan.com.
Okay. This is not really an interview. It's more like a talk.
No, I know. But earlier today.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I like got kind of real accidentally because I got really high. And when I get high, I get real.
Oh, really? Oh, well, let's keep going then. What's wrong? Real is always way better.
And so I think I went back to that place when I got high again with you. And
back to what you were talking about?
Yeah, because I'm like, who cares about what happened to me in high school? That's not even real. Like, here I am now. Like, who cares about that? Like, it's not me anymore.
But
I felt like I had to verbalize it today. I don't know why.
Okay, that makes sense. I like that. Okay. Who does care? You're right. It's something a long time ago.
Yeah, like, who gives a fuck? But people, you know.
How do girls treat you now? When they know, like,
I mean, the girls that I surround myself with are pretty fucking nice to me.
It doesn't seem like any of the girls at the store mind at all.
Mind?
That you, like, hook up with people, I mean.
Yeah.
Or do they?
You make it seem like I suck everyone's dick there. And I do not.
It was not four people. I know four. Oh, it had to be more than that.
Okay.
That's not a bad thing. We already discussed
maybe
it's not a bad thing.
Okay, like,
maybe 12.
No, like under 10.
Hold
sure.
on. Let's. I'm going to put it on pause. And then
okay,
we're going to
count.
Okay. Remember a question. We're still on pause.
Okay.
We're at 7. But do guys get mad at you when you like won't?
Oh, yeah.
Because maybe you've gotten a reputation as having done it.
Yeah, they get really offended. Like, why would you not hook up with me, Mr. Amazing?
Because, like, you do this for everybody, and I'm awesome.
Yeah, what's wrong? Like, what about me? But that's the thing. You think I'm doing this with everyone, and we've been counting, Ari, and how we haven't gotten that high, have we?
Just 7.
Yeah, we're at 7, so.
Yeah, back to pause.
Okay.
All right, we're at 8. But then you've never hooked up with a black guy?
Uh-uh.
Ever?
No.
How could that be a possibility?
I don't know. I think I made out once with my friend, like this guy who's my friend.
But never like blue one or sex? Wait, okay.
Not, like I just have, I don't know.
Okay. But 8, by the way, around right. the store is mm-hmm. enough where a guy would be like, that's someone with a reputation of liking to do this. So that's why maybe they get angry, but it doesn't justify it in any way.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel when they start lashing out and yelling? What do you do? Internally,
I mean it's kind of like sucks, but I don't take it personally because like that's no way to live.
What, taking things personally?
Yeah.
You're kind of a hippie, huh?
I mean
not in a bad way.
Yeah, I mean I'm just like
crystals.
I always have my crystals. I love meditating and doing yoga, and I'm like always eating organic food, and like I care about fluoride in my water, so I always have alkalized water. Like,
and you're a cum guzzler.
And I'm a cum guzzler. Yes. No, I'm not. Like, I've, and that's it too. Like, how many times have I sucked your dick? Like 5, like 4?
Maybe something like around there. Not many.
Like, that, not many.
No.
So I didn't do it often. Like, I just did it like
No, what? Yeah, but okay. You know? But you don't think it's bad.
No.
So it's not, like, who cares?
I have far more bigger
I'm just talking about the way other people
that.
Treat you. I want to know what it is to go through what you're going through. Not even, like, it's so a bad thing. What it's
everyone
like to be
does
you.
It. So it's like you're a fucking hypocrite. You suck dick too, bitch. So shut up and swallow and leave me alone, you know? Like, that's
just
the thing I didn't get.
Just because they go home and you don't to do it?
Yeah.
Like, just because you wait longer?
Oh, that's sad. I guess I am a whore.
I mean, they would call you one.
Yeah.
But no one really treats you like that. Simbari doesn't treat you like that.
I don't think I'm a whore.
You don't like that word?
Mm-mm.
What is people's fear with it?
Why do you bring up Simbari doesn't treat me like that?
I was just thinking, like, who, the girls, like, I think children are the same as adults in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So those
you don't treat me like a whore, do you?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
But like, I want mostly the girls. I want to know if there's other girls who like look down on you and like treat you like
shit. No, all the girls are so nice.
That's what I mean. That's why I brought Stephanie.
Yeah,
I know she like hangs out in the patio.
No, but so like, it's like everyone's nice, and I don't care if people aren't nice because I don't know who they are.
Yeah, Comedy Store is a pretty forgiving place.
Yeah, everyone's been like, I'm totally fine there.
Benji said
I'm talking
this,
about like
once, if you have a physical abnormality, if you start hanging out there within a week, everyone's gonna just make fun of it. People just get desensitized to it. They're like, hey, you had no face, huh? Were you there when No Face was there?
No. What's that?
No Face had no face. His head was caved in by a motorboat propeller. So it went in, and there was just a big hole in the middle of his head with two eyeballs on top of the hole. And we called him No Face within the week. And it wasn't. He was such an asshole. He always heckled the shows.
Oh my god! I couldn't have handled
from his blowhole.
I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, but I didn't ever have to see it.
That really scares me.
What's your relationship like with your father?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
You guys talk a lot.
Yeah. Like every day.
Do people ever say you have daddy issues or mommy issues?
Yeah, people have said that to me, but
I wonder what that means.
I
always say that.
I'm like, what the? I don't have issues. I fucking, like, this is just.
I don't even know what that means, though.
When
they're like, oh, that guy must have daddy issues. I'm like, what does that mean, issues? And what is that? Why does that result in the thing you're saying? I don't understand.
I'm in charge of, like, how I feel.
Daddy issues.
No.
Does that mean you get raped by your dad? Like, it means, like, what? What's daddy issues or mommy issues?
It's just, like, what, like, people use to like be like, this is why I don't understand my reality and my existence, and so I'm gonna blame my parents for it because
they blame your parents for, or when someone says about themselves,
yeah,
but it's like they can attribute that to like if you like to fuck a lot or if you like work too hard,
getting upset earlier about girls calling me a whore in high school, because who gives a shit, you know? I don't care, like none of that is real. Like be present, be in the moment, and like stop worrying about your issues because they're not fucking real. Take some mushrooms and trip out and realize that it's okay.
I like that.
Right?
Are you doing Shroom Fest this year?
When is it?
August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. A bunch of us might get a cabin somewhere, but we're just going to fucking
take some shrooms.
Yeah. Are you going to do it? You should do it as an just like use that as an excuse to do it that week.
I
that
love
day.
Any excuse to take.
Yeah, there you
shrooms.
Go. It's like the anti-narcotics
I
ad.
I love shrooms so much.
They're awesome.
They're
aren't
the
they
best.
Awesome?
They're my favorite. They really help me.
How often do you do it? What do you mean? Whoa, what do you mean they help you?
I always have very spiritual experiences. I see a lot of wonderful things.
Describe.
Well, I saw my first UFO, and then the second time I saw UFOs, I saw the whole sky with like so many. It was like a galactic party in the sky, and it was like really intense. Like pretty much like there's like a thing going on in the sky that's real, like Star Wars, but they were just showing me that it's all good and the light is here.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What do you mean they help you?
Well, I'm like, you know.
Center you? No, tell me.
It's just like I remembered who I was, where I come from, and why I'm here. You know, kind of that stuff.
I do know. I'd like to get your other people's takes of it.
Yeah.
So people can hear other people's like ideas of what mushrooms are.
You know.
Because I talk about them a lot in the podcast.
Yeah.
But I want to hear what other people, it sounds like you love them, so I'd like to hear like, what is it about them that you like?
I've just like seen like beyond the veil, beyond the,
do you ever do that thing where you start to like just know who you are?
Yeah, of course. I mean I have very like profound psychedelic visions. Like I see like tons of sacred geometry. I see like other beings. Like I see
like
other dimensions. Like I go like, oh, I work with crystals. Like I incorporate crystals into my mushroom trips as of lately. Like,
oh,
I just
grind them up and eat them.
No, I just like do grids and I work with crystals and set intentions and I bless my shrooms with them. I do, and it's mental. Maybe people don't believe it, but I have like
shit.
I go into other dimensions, and it's kind of, it was scary at first, but like I've had, you know, I've just gone, I've seen the, like a ton of shit in the, you know.
Have you ever done DMT?
No.
It sounds like that's what everyone describes it, the geometric patterns. And the,
I just think
the,
my
aliens.
Like upper chakras are very open. So when I take, because the last time I took mushrooms, like my friend was able to drive and I was fucking so high. Like we were in the four and I was in another world and it was like intense because I was like, so realized that like I've been working like, and it's kind of hard because it's like I work kind of like a lot with, you know, like meditation and stuff. So I'm kind of like get lost in that other realm a lot. And it's
you
really
meditate while you're doing it.
Well, no, I just,
it just trains you.
It just like, I don't know, my, like when I eat shrooms, I like really go there. So like, it's just really like intense for me. It's more, I don't know. I think it's different than some people.
Oh yeah. It sounds different.
Yeah.
If you did DMT, man, you'd come back with a cure for cancer.
No, I feel like I'm constantly tripping out. Like I really do. Like I see shit all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like just constant, like, you know, that's a hallucination.
Well, like just like I see orbs all the time and like lights and like constantly.
Really?
Yeah. Constantly.
You talk to doctors about it?
Why would I? It's beautiful. Are you kidding? I love it. Are you kidding? It's like sacred geometry. It's like real shit. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I see. Like I see other like dimensions. I go into my past lives. I like fucking see shit, Ari.
What do you see in past lives?
Oh, I was like, I'm from the Pleiadian realm. I was a high priestess in Atlantis. I was a prostitute in Cripple Creek, Colorado, in a really great brothel. And I visited the museum with, you know, Lauren Brenner. We were there doing a show in this random town, Cripple Creek, Colorado.
I see Lauren.
Yeah, and we were staying at the home of this famous astrologer, Linda Goodman, and Nikola Tesla lived in the house at the time, like at a time. So we were in this really magical house. So I was like, we're eating mushrooms here. So we ate mushrooms, and we went to the brothel museum, and we realized while high on mushrooms in the brothel museum, oh my God, we've been here before.
And both
like,
of you?
Yeah, we were like whores there, and we felt Sam Tripoli's presence there. We're like,
bet.
Sam was here. He was my client. And we like told it was
you
so
felt Sam
yeah and we before. Felt our friend Miranda's, she was the owner, her name was Pearl, and like Miranda has red hair, Pearl had red hair, we like all cried when we saw the resemblance, and like Lauren was like, there's my bedroom, I'm like, here's my bedroom. We were like high on mushrooms and these fucking awesome old ladies were giving us this tour of our old house, and it was just awesome, like realizing like all like my past like and karma, and that's like why obviously in this lifetime I love sucking dick, because my probably like one of my last few was being a prostitute.
Oh yeah.
So, and you know.
And you know what?
I just
maybe the high priestess was the same way. That's
yeah,
why Atlantis,
people
suck so much dick. You
well,
guys
yeah.
got drowned.
No,
underneath
that's yeah.
All the water.
We abused our. I abused my powers
you made
in Atlantis.
Too much water come.
Look, yeah, I made too much water come.
I'm priestessing too much.
Who knows what I did? Yeah, I was probably a slut in Atlantis for sure.
Yeah. Wow.
I probably had like a gangbang with like all the 12 apostles. You know, who knows what I've done?
You felt Sam Tripoli's presence. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I feel
like
mushrooms good.
Yeah.
Have you ever fucked on mushrooms?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I fucked like, no, I haven't. I was going to say way later.
I don't like go there sexually when I'm on psychedelics. I'm like, don't even.
I've never
touch
been with
me.
Somebody. Where that I was like into sexually, or I thought like I could or should, you know, hook it up with or do it with, and then done mushrooms with them. I don't know what that would feel like. I've never done that.
Yeah.
I've only done it with like dudes I'm friends with or just girls that were just cool
yeah.
with other people's girlfriends. Hey, do you worry about STDs at all?
No, because I protect my vagina with a shield of light. And I know that the people I'm attracting into my life don't. I'm like, have a very good. I'm like kind of know what I'm doing.
We were doing it once and you said we weren't doing it actually. We were almost going to do it. And I was like, no, we don't have a condom. And you're like, we don't need a condom. I don't have anything. Oh no, you phrased it like this. Do you really think I have anything?
Oh.
And I remember having to go like, no, it's not you in particular that I'm worried about. It's another guy or whatever.
Yeah. No, you're right. Condoms are like.
Have you ever gotten one?
No.
You've never gotten
an STD? No, never. Never.
How often do you use condoms? barely ever, or half?
I really don't have sex that much either. I've just, when I've done it, it just, I mean, I would have it like with a lot of people, I guess, but not very often.
Right. Or the same
guy. I was just experimenting. I didn't want to commit. Like, why would I commit to someone? I'm young and I have no idea what I'm doing.
So. No, I know, but I mean the condoms.
Oh, we're talking about condoms.
God, you're ripped, huh?
I'm so...
Yeah, it's not like you lose the conversation like 3 sentences in. It's middle of the first sentence. You just sidetrack and go a different direction. It's hard to keep up with it a little bit. And then you're like, wait, oh, yeah, that's right. You're high. I forgot.
Yeah, sorry.
I always feel like once you tell people you're high, it's way easier. Then they can forgive all your behavior for the... You don't have to feel weird. Just be like,
I'm
oh, by
sorry.
The way, I'm high. So if I'm slow, don't worry about it.
Am I not being as...
No, you're being a great guest.
Oh, okay.
This is very good. I like people that are just open and honest.
Oh, God, okay.
And your mushroom trip sounds amazing.
Yeah, they're really profound. And they're kind of hard for me to have, like, just casually because of that. And I wish... And that's the thing. Like, even right now, like, I'm having a psychedelic experience.
Like what? Describe it.
There's just so much light. Don't you see it?
Not really.
Don't you... Like, I see grids of light.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you draw it for me?
I can't draw.
Like, is it like you know when they have those spy movies where they have to put the dust in the light to see what the tripwire is going to set off?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Where it'll just be like red this way, red that way.
Oh, yeah, red yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it like that?
No, it's more, I mean, it's just very, like, purple and, like, blues, I guess. And then they just, like, move, they're constantly moving, you know.
Up and down?
Just, like, moving.
If you move your head, they move with you?
No.
If you like look that way, do they move to?
No.
They stay there. Even when you look like left, they still stay wherever you were looking before.
It's just light. I don't know. It's not that like intense. It's not like blinding me. It's just like I see like flickers, like just this constant like gleam everywhere of purples and blues and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why would I want to see a doctor? It's fucking beautiful.
And what, I don't like doctors.
Why not?
Because I don't need them. I've like healed myself of a lot of things with like holistic remedies, and I think doctors have only tried to drug me with pharmaceuticals and fuck me up. I had my general practitioner prescribe me like 100 milligrams of Seroquel. And I took it, and I slept for, like, 2 days, and I would, like, try to take my Adderall to wake me up, and that didn't even, like, work. And I was like, what is this? And, like, I found out. First, the girl was like, don't take it. You'll gain, like, a bunch of weight. And I was like, oh, my God. So I, like, immediately stopped taking it. But it's like, I would just always get drugged by doctors, so I don't go to them.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I found out a lot of doctors suck.
They fucking don't know what they're talking about.
It's not doctors in general.
About.
It's just some sucky ones. Like, you ever get a really good doctor?
That well, means yeah, there
the
are,
opposite is that there's another extreme where it's like they're really bad. And they still get jobs because they're doctors.
Yeah, but I feel like we can all heal ourselves. We don't need... Like, unless you have, like, a serious thing. But if it's, like... You don't need a flu shot. Like, I haven't had one in years. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, one person doesn't really... That's not enough of a...
Okay.
No, I mean, just when you're like thinking about whether it's something, just because something happened to one person doesn't mean it's good enough for everybody else. I'm sure there has been somebody who's gotten the flu without the flu shot.
But I mean, even if I did actually get the flu this winter.
Oh.
But I like.
But you're still fine. You're saying just take it?
Yeah. Just take it.
Have you ever been raped?
No.
Have you ever almost been raped?
I mean, I've been like fucked with a little bit, but yeah.
What do you mean? Fingers?
Like, yeah, whatever.
You're like, stop.
But again, we're going to the past, and that's not
what you think about right
no.
now.
No. I mean, I bring it up, but yeah, totally, it happened, and I don't care.
You don't even think about it.
I mean, no, it fucked me up for a while, but I got over it, because why let that destroy me? Like, I'm here to show people, like, we're not victims. We are so powerful. We're limitless. Get over the illusion that you have any limitations on, like, what you're capable of being like, just be free, just like, right, like seriously, like people are so insane.
People have the hurdles like define them.
Yeah,
they're like, well, I had a dad who abandoned us. I'm like, all right, well, that guy had a mom who abandoned
him. I could bring up so many things my parents did, like so much fucked up shit's like happened to me technically, but I could bring that up. And like the thing I was bringing up earlier about girls slut bashing me, I was getting real for a minute, but I don't care about this day, but at the time it was like real. But yeah. Now it's like, I don't care. Like,
do you think that stuff goes into who you are now, though? Like,
I mean, the thing I'm still like trying to get across is like just the message that like it's happened and like other people have gone through it and like whatever. But it's like, I'm really like on this path of like everything's pretty like, you know, trying to, I don't know. I think everything's great. Like, why focus on the past?
Yeah.
I mean, life sucks and it's hard sometimes.
My dad got really upset once because he was gone for a while.
Yeah.
No, my mom did. Excuse me. Because she had to like work and she was like all upset. She wasn't home when we got home from high school, from school, from grade school and stuff. She was like almost crying. She was like, you know, I'm so sorry. I couldn't be there for you to like make you dinner when you came home. But I was like, Mom, I learned how to cook. Like, it's not a bad, like, I didn't care. When I came home, I wasn't like, oh, my mom's not here. Yeah. I was just like, I'm going to my room. I'm going to go watch Leave it to Beaver or whatever the fuck was on.
Yeah. Well, when I was little, I was actually kind of, I would get sad with, like, my parents' behaviors. But, like, as I grew older, I realized, oh, my God, I get it. If I was my mom, I would be drinking, too. Like, I got it. I realized my parents, I chose my parents. They were, like, they aren't, like, they're human beings. My dad's like my friend. He's not my dad. Like, I've gone out to nightclubs with my dad. I've like stolen my dad's blow. My dad's like an awesome, cool, chill dad. I can tell anything to. He's not like some weird
dad.
Smoke
up with your dad?
Yeah. Like, everything's chill. He's totally my parents.
How's your dad?
He's like a senior citizen.
Older than your mom?
Yeah. And he has a girlfriend like a year older than me.
Really?
Yeah.
When did your parents get divorced?
And I was like 5.
Oh, that's fine.
That's the thing. I don't care about like my past.
I'm not saying you care. I just want to know like what makes someone.
No, like I don't like bring up like pain from it anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I'm fine about it. You know, it's yeah. Totally.
What about
been
good
great.
Things? Do you bring up those things like friends when you were little?
Yeah. Who cares? I've like just.
Yeah, but I mean, you care about your memories, don't you?
I mean, not really.
Just not the bad ones or all of them.
I just kind of like.
So when you think about like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
When you and Stephanie were in New York together.
That was fun.
Yeah, but you're not like, who cares? Whatever. It's something that happened before. It's not happening now.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
So the good things you can hold on to.
Yeah. I'm like, need
you just
a
try
break.
To like, okay, absolutely. We can take a break.
Yeah. Okay. I like, yeah, I really need a break. Are too you going to edit this too?
Not really.
God damn it.
You're doing great though.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm
you're
like
doing totally
so
fine.
I'm tired and like.
Because the weed, your eyes got red, but that didn't. That
no,
won't show up.
No, I'm just tired.
Because of the interview. Yeah, we can take a
I'm
break.
Not used to talking this much.
Yeah. All right. Should we smoke more weed or should we just get some fresh air?
Yeah, I want to smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Cool.
Do do do
do do do
do do do.
Put it in my mouth.
She says, put it in her mouth. Mouth.
Yeah.
I mean her motherfucking mouth. Mouth. She says, put it in her mouth. Mouth. I mean her motherfucking mouth.
Oh. All right, we're back. We had our cigarette.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel better.
You do feel better?
Well, like,
I'm just going to say, you were worried. You cried a little bit. You were worried that
I didn't cry.
You were worried that you were coming off badly or that you were, let me say it to them. Tell me if I'm wrong. You were worried that you were coming off like you cared too much about those old things when
yeah.
It was really just, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, I got a little caught up in it. Like, because I just felt like, there like I went to that time and it was like hard for me to like visualize that time period, but
yeah,
I'm okay now.
Yeah, great. So what happens when a guy, we were talking about this outside, what happens when a guy doesn't want, like, you don't want to do it with him anymore or blow him or whatever?
Well, it really sucks because there's a part of me that does want to go there. And like, yeah. I the last text message I got with a guy that I, you know,
right when we were, when I was in the bathroom. Last
no, no, no. Like, the last text I got from a guy, it was like over a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I had to let them know, like, I would love to go there with you, but I can't right now. Like, they wanted to do blow and, like, hook up, but I'm not
You're
doing blow.
Not do
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing any drugs besides smoking weed right now. And
it's not a drug, really, is
it's
it?
It's not. Yeah. It's medicine.
Sweet, sweet drug-like medicine. So, but no, what happens when it's just a guy you just don't feel like hooking
it's
up
just
with?
It's like, it's hard because, like I said, there is a part of me that wants to, like, go there and, like, be like, yeah, I want to, like, just have fun with you. But, yeah. Like, I just can't. It takes so much of my energy, and I only have so much energy to give. And I realized how draining it was to share my... You share your aura when you hook up with someone. And, like, I don't want to share my aura with, like, certain people. Like,
you get some of theirs, they get some of yours.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, I know how to, like, release, like, cords that connect me to people, but, like... That's a lot. Like, I don't want to, like, have to do, like, those kinds of, like, that kind of work on myself all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, it's also, like, this is my body, and I cherish it and honor it, and it's, like, I do, like, want the, like, a dick in me that, like, I love that person. Like, I'm at that point. Like, I'm over it.
What kind of love? What, hippie love or love, like, actually, like, boyfriend, girlfriend love?
Like, hippie love? What's hippie love?
I love you, man. You're great. I love everything about you. You're like a beautiful person.
Yeah, I want to find the person I'm supposed to, like.
Are you trying to find a boyfriend?
No, I'm not trying to find a boyfriend. I'm trying to find, like,
a companion.
I'm not trying to find anything. I'm just, like, floating throughout space and time, just going on my journey, not really thinking about, like, a boyfriend, to be honest.
Oh, right.
I mean, I want that love, that unconditional, like, love with no limits or expectations or attachments or conditions.
Yeah.
That's what I want. And
yeah, we're like, this is awesome, so...
But I'm not looking for it or, like, trying to, like, find it. It will come to me in divine time.
What are your feelings on God?
God is a concept in which, you know... That's a John Lennon song.
Oh.
But God, no, it's the source. It's a concept. It is. We come from a source. We're all one consciousness. It's a dream. It's an illusion. It's a mass dream.
You
got to
do Shroom Fest with everybody.
Yeah, for
people
sure.
People all over the world do it.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
A guy in Israel does it.
Yeah.
A few people in Ireland.
That's a
Iceland.
Beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever seen guys get jealous over you?
I don't know.
Have you? No?
No, I don't think
like,
so.
Oh, I
don't think so, no.
Have you ever gotten jealous over with a girl over a guy?
Yeah, totally.
What do you do? Anything?
It just would be like sad. You'd be like, why is my friend doing that? But then I would do it to my friends too.
Oh, what do you mean? I'll like, make them jealous because you're like, well, I'm
well, I mean, I would do fucked up shit too. That's, yeah.
Like what?
I don't know, if like a friend liked a guy, I wouldn't, if I was drunk and he wanted to hook up with me, I wouldn't think about my friend.
Oh, you would just like do it.
And then
you'd be like, well, he wanted to. What's the difference?
Yeah,
what's
fuck
the difference,
her.
Really? You know, Kinison and his boy used to like share wives and stuff.
Oh,
like, yeah, I'm on stage.
Sweet.
Just go for it. I don't need her for a while. If you guys both want to, fucking go do whatever you got to do.
But you know how I kind of like did all those drugs early on in life.
Yeah.
I think I like sucked all, you know, like dick early on and fucked a lot early on to get it over with.
Oh, right. Get out of your system.
To get out of my system.
Yeah.
Because I'm over it. I'm fucking over it. Like, my brother is like, works at a bar where I could go get drunk for free whenever I want. I've gone there like 3 times. Like, I don't go out anymore looking to suck dick. Like, I'm really not on that path, you know?
Yeah.
It's out of my system.
I did that. I think everyone goes through that most people go through that for a little while, and it's just an altering amount of time.
Yeah, and I don't regret it. It was wonderful.
You don't regret
experience.
Much at all, huh?
And I think I sucked some pretty cool guys' dicks, so what's there to worry about, you know? It's really cool.
What word is that? What do you think of the last line? What do you think of some with a B?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What do you think of whatever? I don't really have any other questions.
Okay.
This is fun, though. I like your take on psychedelics.
Cool.
Your experience with them. It sounds like your regular mushrooms, everybody else is DMT.
Yeah,
like,
that's
if
why
you took DMT.
That's because I had the opportunity to take DMT.
That's how the world's created.
And we were going to.
Yeah.
Like December 21st, 2012, the night that I saw the whole entire sky filled with UFOs.
Yeah.
Do you believe me?
Here's what I think those things.
I went to the fifth dimension. It wasn't in this dimension. Let me clarify that. The first UFO I saw was did come into this realm.
Okay.
But the time that I went, and I wanted to, I consciously asked to go to that realm. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know if they're like just hallucinations or just it's pure
well, it's
just
all,
fantasy.
It's all
yeah.
Dream.
Or if it's actually like something in your psyche goes to another place. I don't really understand that.
We have multidimensional selves.
Yeah, I get both arguments on that. Like, come on, man. Those weren't your photos. It was stars. And you're like, yeah, sure. They were just stars I was looking at. But they weren't that anymore. So the experience was real to your head. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, look at that. That thing just did this.
Yeah.
It was like, it's just a plane. And you're like, shut up. Just shut up. Let us see what we want to see.
It's like at Woodstock, like all the people there saw the same ship or whatever in the sky, but did they really see it?
All those people saw the same thing?
Yeah, they all saw the same thing in the sky. But did they?
How often do you do mushrooms?
A few times a year.
How do you get them?
They come to me. I don't look for them. I let them come to me.
That's what happens to a lot of people. But you keep your mind open to them.
Yeah. Oh, I am constantly open to receive mushrooms. Totally.
Like Joey Diaz?
I put them on my list of things to do, for sure.
Real, like,
oh, yeah. I make a list all the time, and I fill it with like actual things I need to do, like annoying tasks, and then
yeah,
I fill
it's not
it
like
with...
they come to you. Like, if I say, oh, I got to go to Target.
I manifest
I got to get this and this. Then I'll remember when I drive by Target, like, oh, yeah, let me go in there. Yeah, you manifest it.
Like one time I thought I need to be a guest on Ari's podcast. And here I swear to fucking God.
When was that?
Like a few, like probably like months ago, I was like, I'd be a great asset to his podcast. And one day he'll ask me to come. And you fucking did. So I manifest things.
Yeah.
But I also am hard on myself. So sometimes I block myself.
From what?
Being like living up to my highest potential, because that scares me. What I'm capable of.
It's like you don't want to jump from one roof to another because you're like, I fail, I'm gonna die. So you don't jump as hard as you can.
And especially coming from the point where it's like I was like comedy when I, you know, came from a place of like I'm fucked up, and like now I'm like, God, how do I be funny if I'm not fucked up? Like that's such a scary thing. But like Bill Hicks had to go through a period of time where he got sober he didn't feel funny, and like my crystal healer watched his documentary, and she was like, Katie, you need to watch this. But when I watched it, I thought of you, and like I waited a really long time to watch it because I was like, I have to watch it when my mind is okay so I can handle it. And I did, and I realized, like, I'm going through this time right now where I don't do comedy the way I'm supposed to. Like, I hardly ever do it, whatever. But, like, I'm in it still. My heart is, you know? I just had to, like, so-called sacrifice stage time in order to not fucking die from drinking and DUIs or whatever. Like, I had to, like, give up stage time, even though I never get
it's
any.
Your life. It's because you're alive.
Because I wanted to live.
That's bullshit what Tommy was doing. I saw that set you had.
It was good. That
was a good set. Yeah. I remember going like, wow, Katie. Like,
no, you
look,
came
I
up to me and told me, yeah, you were like, hey, and I'll never forget that. And thank you, because you used to tell me, hey, you're not going to live till 30. And then you're like, Katie, I saw your set tonight. You did a really good job. Keep doing what you're doing. Fuck what Tommy said, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Like, and I never forgot that. And like, I think of that when I'm having like I'm like I fucked up my comedy career because I was drunk and on drugs, and now like what do I have now? And then like, you know,
you
want to
hear something fun though? What do you think of my comedy?
I think you're awesome.
Okay, thank you. I'll assume that's exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I started when I was the exact age that you are.
Okay.
Right now.
25.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
So you have when I started, you are right now, like let's say taking back to where even age, you're way better than I was at your age. You've got to jump on me.
Yeah.
So forget what's happened in the past.
Yeah.
Your possibilities
totally.
Are you have a huge head start on where I was.
I have so much time. Time is on my side. I have time.
What song is that? It's on my side. That's it.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know, I'm not pushing 30. I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what people start. You ever see somebody you want to start and they're like 43 and they're like, I'm going to start comedy. And you want to be like, listen, man, this ain't for you.
Yeah.
This just ain't for, unless you want to do it just for pure self-enjoyment, this ain't for. This
yeah,
ain't,
go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said you weren't going to live till 30. How old were you then? 22, 23.
I was very, yeah, I was like 22, 23. And then one time you came up to me and you're like, Katie, I hope you do live, make it to 30. I was like, oh, he's starting to accept me. This is good.
But I still don't think you will, but I hope you do.
Yeah.
No, now I think you might. I don't know.
Maybe. You're not, who cares, though, right?
Who cares what I think? Exactly. It's not like I'm going to kill you when you get to 29. Boom. I'm going to write this down so I remember to go out with that song. I like that song. Time is on my side. Who sings that?
I don't know.
Rolling Stones?
Maybe. And he probably has a... Yeah.
That sounds right, right?
Yeah, he definitely has a version of it at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll count that. Yeah, that bothered you when I saw it, when I was like, you're not going to live to 30. You're like, what?
I would get so upset.
I'm like, no way. That as hard as you're living?
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way.
Well, you were right. Probably if I... I would be dead by now.
Yeah.
If maybe. I still was living like that. It was very... Like, towards the end was bad.
You gave up drinking that time. You were so worried that you, like, couldn't be yourself or, like, how you looked.
Yeah. I'm, like, really weird. I, like, have issues. I've always had issues socializing.
Yeah.
Always. I always felt like so, like, even in elementary school, like, I was like, what is going, like, I felt everyone was like in on this thing, and I was like, what is this world I'm in? I felt so alien. It was weird. So fucking weird to me. I don't know.
Did you talk to your mom about this stuff? Does she see it too?
One time she saw the orbs coming from the sky that I was tripping. She was like, oh God, Katie's hallucinating on something. But then she ended up seeing it. And like, she's opened herself. I've gotten like her crystals, and like she has a crystal necklace she wears. So she's been like opened, and both her parents died. So she's had like kind of like weird experiences where she's like had some weird, I don't know. So she's open to that kind of thing.
Hey, you think trips are like catchy, to where it's like you go through these things along your trip, and then Classy Lauren is with you, and then she sees the same stuff.
Collective,
where it's like
you
like hitch a ride on there. You ever like drive fast and you see a bee that's like over your hood, but you're driving like 50 miles an hour, but they're just staying over your hood. Have you ever seen that?
I mean, I kind of get what you mean.
They get in your airstream and just go with trips. Where it's like,
you're connected. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like Lauren and I, we were in.
She doesn't probably normally see past lives. But then she saw that one.
Lauren's open to the kind of cool shit that I am too. She's an interesting girl too.
Yeah.
She's had some cool experiences. I mean, we're open to it.
Man, I want to do mushrooms again.
Yeah.
I think I might do in Minneapolis.
Cool.
I think that's where maybe in a few weeks.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Well, Manzella, what's your Twitter address so people can find you as you start doing more comedy?
Okay. At Katie Manzella.
Katie with an IE.
Yeah.
And Manzella.
MANZELLA.
Two L's.
Yeah.
Katie Manzella. Do you have a website or anything? No way, I'm guessing. Where do you go up? No, where can people see you if they want to?
I produce my show once a month with Lauren Brenner.
Okay.
Echoes Under Sunset, the last Friday of every month.
In Echo Park. Echoes Under Sunset, the
Echoes
last
Under
Friday
Sunset.
Of every month.
It is such a fun
show.
What
time does it start?
It's on the flyer we say it starts at 9, but it doesn't start at 9.
What time does it really start?
Like pushing 10, around 10.
10?
Yeah.
You tell people an hour before?
They love it.
Because they just hang out and drink
It's a party.
So if it's 10, you
haven't
missed it.
Lauren and I have been high on shrooms at our show.
Really?
Yeah.
I did that once in Montreal. And the people in the audience were supposed to be on shrooms. It was on that Shroom Fest from a couple years ago. And people in the audience were, and me, and then all the other comics pushed out except me and Dan Soder.
How was it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's so good.
You get a little worried, like, oh, no, I'm not going to. And then it's just great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching Soder, too, and he was great.
Yeah.
I sometimes think I left this music festival in Ottawa. The Ottawa Blues Fest. Did a bunch of mushrooms. I was lying under a tree. Santana was playing. And then I was just like, I'm not feeling this. It was a bunch of old people. And I wandered off, and there was this band, Stars, this Canadian band. And they make such cool music. Mm-hmm. And one of the roadies, not the roadies, but one of the guys that worked there told me about them. And I was like, oh, let me check. And it was awesome. And I just laid down and looked at the stars. And then this guy, like at this tree I was laying down next to, he started pinging on. I was like, oh, come on, man. please don't be here when I did. But anyway, while I was walking out, I swear I could tell, like, as the concert was ending, I could tell who else was on mushrooms or acid. I knew who else was on psychedelics. Like, oh, that person?
Yeah.
The person next to him is not. Those three people, definitely. But it wasn't like I was picking out, like, pieces of their behavior or anything. I just knew.
Yeah.
You get that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You just know.
Yeah. It's time for some mushrooms.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to do them before I go to New York. All right, maybe there.
They'll come.
Now I want them. We're getting our friend to do them for the first time. We know a guy, I'll tell you who later, that has never smoked pot. And I'm like, don't smoke pot. I want you to be the first guy that I've ever heard of to go straight to mushrooms.
Bill Hicks did that.
He never smoked pot, went straight to mushrooms?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Before he was a bad comic or after?
I'm pretty sure, like, in the documentary I watched, it said mushrooms was the first thing he ever did. Before drinking, at least.
Drinking?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Drinking is really the gateway drug.
I know. No, he did mushrooms first.
Wow.
And he, like, saw, like, other beings and that he talked to them. That's why I love Bill Hicks so much.
You know what I like about mushrooms? When people go, oh, my mushroom guy is like the guy I get mushrooms over. He has really good mushrooms. And then I ask him, like, how many times have you done mushrooms? And it's usually like 3.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I think what you mean is mushrooms are really good.
Yeah, it's like mushrooms are good. Like, how can you get bad mushrooms? They come from Mother Earth. They're not like made in a lab. They come from the earth. They're always wonderful. Yeah, so is
tobacco. They're not as good as mushrooms. Although you like tobacco.
Tobacco gets a bad rap, but the tobacco that I smoke is organic and doesn't have 300 plus chemicals in it. So there is a difference. I want to quit too, but I choose to smoke organic American Spirits instead of like meth right now. So it's a great choice.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Yeah.
I was in Central Washington doing a show and I saw this guy and he was missing his teeth in the front. And I kept looking at him while I was on stage. And I was like, how'd you lose your teeth, bro? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, was it meth? Was it meth? And he was like, yeah. And then he raised his glass. He was drinking like a Sam Adams or something. And he raised his glass. And he was like, oh, he's drinking like a Bud or something. And he was like, 7 years, you know, 7 years sober. And I was like, what do you mean? You're holding a beer right now in your hand. And he goes, man, you don't think there's ever been meth and beer? And I apologize.
So funny. Yeah,
I absolutely apologize.
Great person.
You're like, yeah, that's not. Yeah, my level of surprise. Not your
did
level
he
of
say
surprise.
7 years sober?
Uh-huh.
I've been off meth for 7 years.
Oh wow. Fuck yeah, that's God. All right, Manzella.
All right.
Well, thanks for doing it. Thanks for putting it out to the universe. So, yeah, so it put into my
you're
head.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me, and this was fun, and quite a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get you your bong.
Yeah, I got a bong.
I'll give you that one and the other one, whatever one you want. All right, bye.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now you always say that you want to be free, but you come right back.
As I said you would, baby.
You come right back.
I told you so many times before.
You come right back to me. It's time is on my side.
All right, there you go. That's it. That's the episode. Thanks, Katie. Yeah, I discovered she's way more of a hippie than I thought she was. I thought she was just a drug addict. She's sort of a free spirit type of person. I like that. I'm just realizing now that means I'd never gotten to know her. Through all those few times we hooked up, wasn't about her at all. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of cool that getting an abortion off acid. That was crazy. That was crazy. And if your question is, Ari, did you hook up with her when you recorded this podcast? The answer is no, I did not. But I will tell you that at some point when she was talking about blowjobs, I got kind of horny and I thought, hopefully she goes for it. But she didn't. And we didn't do anything. She went to the, I went to the Comedy Store and she left. So yeah, that's the episode. Make sure you say hi to Katie. Don't, I mean, I don't know, say whatever you're going to online to her, but yeah, don't be an asshole. That's it. You know, it snowed in Edmonton. I just got back from Edmonton. It snowed there, like heavily. It built up on cars where they had people had to do the thing on their windshield. May 4th, it was snowing there. Shh. Jesus. It's no way to live. And they were like, well, it's not accumulating that much. But that's not, you're missing the point. It's May. It was a fun weekend, though. I hung out with Kathleen McGee. The last time I was there, she went to open for me, and then she got stuck in Canada, unable to come back. So she's now leaving. That was her last pretty much shows there, and she's going to go to Vancouver. She's moving to Vancouver while she still tries to figure out her U.S. passport shit, her work visas. I don't know. I found I got laid over in Toronto. So I had a connection flight in Toronto. I got laid over, and I missed my flight by like 10 minutes. And they're like, when's the next one? 4.5 hours. Fuck. 4.5 hours. So I was like, ugh. So I went and sat down, collected my thoughts. And I was like, all right, let me get a water or something and figure out what I'm going to do for 4.5 hours. And so I got my wallet out of my backpack. And under the wallet, I reached in there. And guess what I found? Marijuana Jolly Rancher. And it made the 4-hour layover so much fun. I had a great time. I don't believe in fate, but this might have been an example. I just sat and I drank some tea and I had something to eat and I watched planes take off for about 4 hours. And then I finally, they were like, all right, you're boarding. I was like, fuck, I didn't want to leave. I didn't even want to leave. That layover brought to you by marijuana. The healthy choice for healthy living. All right, you guys, that's the episode. Don't forget, livinginComfort.com. They have tons of furniture, like shit for kids too, like bunk beds, stuff like that. Check it out. LivinginComfort.com. They're not really paying me, so there's no special deals. You should just go there and check it out. It's a cool site. Not a cool site. It's a cool brand or whatever it is. Store. All right, everybody. And free shipping over, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Over a certain amount of money. Yeah, that's it. Let's finish, I guess. Is there anything more to add? Here's my problem with Donald Sterling. I'll say that. I think those other NBA owners, I think they all pretty much say the same shit. Tell you what, I'll leave Mark Cuban out of it. Mark Cuban's the exception. Besides him, I think they're all just old rednecks, old, you know. It wasn't like he even said anything. It definitely was incendiary, the stuff he said, but it wasn't like he was like, fuck black people. He was like, you can have sex with black people. It's just I live in a world where that's looked down upon. I live in a rich white world. And so don't take pictures with them and post them online. And now, yeah, obviously it's fucking, what's the word? Racist, you're saying. I know. It's not that. It's not the word I'm looking for. Biased. I don't know what it is, but it's not like he's saying, you know, to hell with black people. He's just saying, and my friend Sam Tripoli was saying, it's like, well, you know, man, he's an employer. He employs mostly black people on that team. And I was like, yeah, but he wasn't acting as an employer. So I think the other NBA owners, they were like, yeah, man, we've said that shit too. We've said that shit too. But here's what happened. You got caught. And now we have to deal with you. It's just like when you're in the mafia and you talk to a guy who's a rat, who's wearing a wire. Well, guess what? You're in trouble too. And like, we all talk to him. I go, yeah, but he recorded you. So now you've got to get hit. We've got to take care of you because you ratted. Like, but it wasn't on purpose. I know. And we all could have been there, but we weren't there. You were there. And we have to make an example. So they're banning him for life for that. Meanwhile, he's got cancer and he's 80. His life is fucking 6 years long. Tops. Those are rich years. Cancer is a rich person. You get an extra 2 years. But yeah, it's just like, I just don't like the idea of banning someone for life for saying things that aren't illegal. You can say, well, he's costing the NBA money. He's costing the rest of the NBA money because people don't want to play for him. He's going to make their product less valuable. And it's like, okay, that's true. But remember when they talked about going into Syria, Iraq, all those places. And they're like, well, there's human rights violations, or they have weapons of mass destruction. And then the liberals were like, well, wait a minute. If that's what it's really all about, then how come we haven't gone into Korea? How come we haven't gone into these other places that don't have oil interests as well? And it's like, yeah, you might use that as the excuse, but that's not really the thing. And maybe you could say, okay, he was losing the money, but you know what really lost the money? 30 years of his ownership where he refused to spend anything on player salaries. And the Clippers were just laughably the worst team consistently for decades. If you were going to do anything about costing the money, that's what it is. That's when you do something. You're like, this guy's not putting a competitive team forward. He's costing us cash. He's just making money on revenue sharing. But now he actually has a winning team, and now you're going to do this? It just doesn't sit right. It's such a slippery slope. What if somebody says something misogynist? What if somebody says something, I don't know, just apart from what everyone believes? It's just such a slippery slope. And Mark Cuban said it too. He was like, I don't like this. I don't like the president said. And then like a couple days later, he goes, no, he should be banned for life. Because they talked to him. They sat him down and said, listen, man, we employ 96% black people. You better get with it or we're going to make you as if you're taking his side. So he came in line. But I don't like it. I don't like the idea of, here's what should happen. If you say it's going to cost us money, then let the fans stop going to the games. That's what happened in Charlotte. George Shin, I think it was still George Shin, the owner of the Charlotte Hornets, he had some sex scandal with a babysitter. Didn't rape her or anything. It was just like a cheating thing. Nothing illegal. But it was embarrassment to him. And that Bible Belt town of Charlotte, I mean, they didn't all stop going to the games, but attendance went from sellout every time to like 50% capacity. And eventually they couldn't afford to stay in Charlotte anymore, and they moved to New Orleans. That's the market saying what happens when. That's the market dictating the market. That's not someone else coming in and said, well, we want to appease these specific people, so we're going to take action. You let the market decide it. If everyone's still mad, let them boycott the games. Then maybe he has to step down on his own. Or he'll lose too much money and he won't. Let the players not play for him. Then let him deal with that. But don't put pressure on other people to take care of your problems for you. Just turn the shit off. I don't understand. It's like, I get it. I know I'm defending this because I'm a dirty comic. Or I don't like standards. I'm a standards-free comic. Let's call it that. Not dirty comic. Standards-free comic. By the way, continue to watch Dave Attell's Comedy Underground every Saturday night on Comedy Central at 1 a.m. I forget who's on this week, but someone's on this coming week. Ralphie was on last week. And you can watch it all on the app, the ones that are already out. The Comedy Central is a new app. But why do I go on tangents if I know I'm not going to be able to get back to my original point? I know. So I know I'm saying this as a censor-free comic, standards-free comic. I don't like it when people put pressure on you. And I would never do that to a type of comedy that I wouldn't like. I would never say, dude, that's a super clean comic. He's trying to be clean. You got to get rid of him. I would just leave the room. I would just turn off the TV station. When this boring sitcoms, really typical boring sitcoms, I just turn it off. Or I turn to something else. I don't put pressure on the fucking network to cancel it. But does it offend me? No, clearly not as much as, you know, me making a rape joke offends someone else. Or me making a murder joke or a Holocaust joke offends somebody. No, clearly not as much. But just because you're offended doesn't mean you get your way more than anyone else who's bored. Why does being offended carry more weight than being bored? Why? So you're offended. Okay, that's your right. Be offended. Doesn't mean you should change things. You get your way. I'm not defending Donald Sterling, you know, saying anything. Because you can't. You can't really defend his side. You can't be like, he was right. But I'll tell you what, though, when she cajoled him into saying, like, do you think black Jews have it harder than or worse than white Jews? And he's saying, yeah, in Israel, the black Jews are fucking ostracized. They're pushed to the corner. Yes, they're worse than the white Jews. Not like as people, but in their life situation. It's like my mom told us once. We were all talking about, we discovered we knew gay people in colleges. So it was the first time we had gays in our lives. At Hebrew Academy, they all just, you know, I'm sure there were gay people, but they kept it quiet. In college, there were out gay people. And we asked my mom, like, what would you do if one of us were gay? And she was like, you know, I'd love you for it. I wouldn't want that. And we're like, why? Why wouldn't you want that? She goes, because it's going to be a way harder life for you. To have to come out of the closet, to have to deal with bias, that's a way harder life, and I don't want you to have a way harder life. But she goes, but I don't care who you'd want to have sex with. That's not completely true. She wants me to have sex with Jews. But that's, I think, what Donald Sterling meant. He was like, yeah, white Jews have it way better in Israel than black Jews. I would way rather be a white Jew in Israel than a black Jew in Israel. It's like not really wrong. But I get it. It's offensive. But that doesn't mean... I don't know. It just didn't sit right with me. It just didn't sit right. What happened to turning off the channel? I mean, they boycotted Married with Children. They boycotted it. People were picketing. And Peggy Bundy was like, then just switch it off. And now when you watch Married with Children, you're like, this is so light. This is so safe. There's nothing wrong with this because our standards change. You can't ban someone for life because they don't share the same standards at the same time as you. If he's doing something illegal, sure. But if he's not, it's just that I'm uneasy with the precedent it sets. I'm very uneasy with it. It's like those people calling for Colbert's head because they took out of context his Asian joke. They didn't realize, like, oh, it's part of a bigger thing showing, like, being against racism. And then when they found that out, Suey Park, whatever that Twitter blogger name, she didn't go, oh, well, I didn't know the whole story. Fine. She goes, well, still. And she kept up the pressure because she was addicted to trying to hurt him. And that's all it is. At some point, you just want to, like, get the person. You want to get him in trouble. Norton did a good one on the Kamau Bell show where he debated one of the girls from Jezebel. And she eventually just ignored his main topics. When he said, like, well, you know, you have a picture of an actor who's acted out a rape scene, like, in great detail. I mean, if we're worried about a rape joke reminding women of a rape, then surely actually acting out a rape and really filming it realistically is a way bigger reminder. And she just changed the subject. Because once they get addicted to hate and wanting someone to get fired, that's all they get off on. Getting the person fired, getting the person in trouble. You know what the Clippers players did? That was fine. They wore their warm-up jerseys inside out and they threw their jerseys in the middle in like a protest. That's them deciding they wanted to do that. That's okay. When someone else comes in as outside pressure. Sam Tripoli got in trouble once. I think he was in the Tampa Improv in Tampa, Florida. By the way, the Improv's pretty much irrelevant now as comedy clubs. Irrelevant. There's a few that I'll still go to, but I don't even think in those terms anymore. They've shot themselves in the foot by being too monopolizing and by doing shit like this. So Tripoli did this thing where he... pretty much lap danced someone, some girl. He brought her up and either motorboated her or lap danced or something like that. And some woman from the back, from the balcony, in fact, complained. And she goes, if he did that to me, I would have filed charges against him. I'm so upset. If he did that to me, I would have been so mad. And Tripoli's point was, yeah, okay, I didn't do it to you. He said, I'm a professional comedian. I scanned the front row while I was on stage for who I thought would be relaxed about it, and I picked someone out who wouldn't press charges against me, who would just go with it, who would have fun. I didn't pick you out. So you're complaining to try to get them, the comic band, he's never been back there again because of Tampa Improv, buckles, just like all the improvs do, buckles under pressure from outside sources. All the main improvs, there's a few that are privately owned. Those are okay. But like, I mean, a few, not very many. And so, like, well, we got a complaint. Like, all right, so what? So the lady complained. So she just won't go back to see Sam Tripoli. Don't worry about it. Don't fire a guy because one lady was unhappy. That's negating the 98% of people who were happy. She's getting mad on behalf of someone who doesn't want to get mad. And because people fear the complaint, they take action. And they get rid of the comedian. It's just such a terrible place for creativity. And I know it's basketball, so it doesn't really matter, but... you should be allowed to say whatever you want to say. He wasn't at work. He was talking to a fucking girlfriend. And by the way, no one's talking about that, how it's illegal to fucking record somebody, how this girlfriend of his just blackmailed him, just pushed him into saying this shit and then blackmailed him. Now she's being interviewed. Ugh, you're worthless. You ruin women's rights everywhere. I guess I don't know what my feelings are about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the point is, Katie Manzella is excellent at blowjobs. And the word slut should not be tossed around in a negative connotation anymore. Yeah, what if Katie was like talking about giving him a blowjob and said, we can't have that around here? It's like, that's your rights. That's your line, not ours. The Comedy Store, nobody shits on her. Nobody gets mad at her at the Comedy Store for that. So you have to be an outside source coming in and saying, well, I heard she blows a lot of people. You shouldn't have her there. Psh. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's the episode. Don't forget to go to my Amazon link on arishafir.com. Click on there to do all your Amazon shopping. If you have ad blockers up, it won't pop up. And you can see all my in-town and out-of-town dates at arithegreat.com/tour. I can't wait to film this next special. I mean, I really can't wait. And make your travel plans. August 5th is the first recording of This Is Not Happening for television. No tickets available yet, but make your travel plans. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 165, Queen of the Blowjob, over and out. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your face, I think of things unpure, unchaste. I want to fuck you like a dog. I'll take you home and make you like it. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever thought of, is everything I'll do to you. I'll fuck you and your minions too. Your face reminds me of a flower, kind of like your underwater hair's too long, and in your eyes your lips a perfect sub me size. You act like you're 14 years old. Everything you say is so obnoxious, funny, true, and mean. I want to be your blowjob queen. You're probably shy and introspective. That's not part of my objective. I just want your fresh young jimmy teeming, slamming, ramming in me. Every time I see your face, I think of things unpure, unchaste. I want to fuck you like a dog. I'll take you home and make you like it. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever thought of, is everything I'll do to you. I'll fuck you till your dick is blue. Every time.